ready for two guys who can handle the truth.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
But we can. Dave Palumbo, John Romano. RxMuscle.com presents Heavy Muscle Radio. Watch out, bro! This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by ALR Industries. Visit ALRIndustries.com.
Welcome to another episode of Heavy Muscle Radio. I'm John Romano, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and partner in crime, Big Dave Palumbo. Dave, you know, it's getting into that point of time when we're almost ready to go to a contest soon, and then things are starting to heat up in the season. People are starting to talk about who's doing what and who's going to win, and it's starting to get pretty exciting around here.
Well, 3 days I will be in California, and I haven't been out in Venice, California, in quite a while. Last year I didn't go out because our former boss was saving money, supposedly.
And, yeah, he's really saving a lot now.
Yeah, and so I didn't go out there, and I kind of miss it. You know, I used to go out like 5-6 times a year, you know, just because that was the place to be. All the photo shoots were going on there. I went back in the 90s, and then as you know, people stopped, you know, moved away from there. It wasn't so prevalent, and really, I looked forward to the Ironman every year to go out to Venice, go out to that area and hang out. And you know, it's sad that I didn't get to go last year, and then this year they canceled the Ironman, and I wasn't going to go. And I said, you know what, I haven't taken a vacation this year at all. I you know, we worked pretty hard this whole year, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna make it a vacation slash work trip, and figure I'll go to the Fit Expo. They got a lot of people, bodybuilders appearing and fitness figure competitors. We'll do some interviews and take some pictures, and I'm gonna hang out with Bill Comstock, who's now also on the fired list over there. He's not with MD, obviously. And you know, I think that I'll have a good time. I'm actually going to stay in Venice at the old Marina Pacific Hotel, which is, I forget the name of it now.
It's the Marina Pacific Hotel.
Nah, they changed the name. They upgraded it a little bit.
That place, you know, that place is so great because it's right on the beach. It's right there in the heart of the sleaziest part of Venice, across from Woodward Circle. I know, it's great. And you know, it was funny because when I went back there a couple months ago to hang out with Chris Bell and to pitch another movie idea,
right?
And I stayed at his house, which was a block and a half from one of my old places that I lived in Venice, and it was I really felt like back.
That's
back
right,
in
you
the
went
community.
Out there. I forgot you were out there.
Yeah,
recently.
It was like living back there again. It just felt so good to be back in Venice. I have such a connection to that place, and you know, I guess once you spent I spent 20 years there, so I mean, it's pretty much ingrained in me. And I went to all the old places where I used to have coffee and have breakfast and Gold's Gym.
Joni's Coffee Roaster.
Joni's is as good as better than
same,
ever.
It's like it never. It's the same exact people there too.
If you like coffee, if that's one of your things in the morning, like it is for me, you got to have a good cup of coffee. Yeah. Joni's is there's no other place on the planet.
No,
the universe.
They
like
roast
Joni's. It right there.
Right
there's a big, huge freaking machine. They roast it right there. They brew every cup individually, one at a time. It's just amazing.
I love their iced coffee, actually, too.
Their iced coffee is good. And their breakfast is fantastic.
Well, they have the everything they make there is
everything
awesome.
Everything is perfect for bodybuilding.
They make their own potato salad there, which I fucking love.
Yeah.
And I got to remember all the specials when I go back to
Alabama. They got all the bodybuilder breakfast foods. They're awesome. And they'll make anything you want,
I'm
too.
I'm getting hungry just talking about it right now.
Speaking of hungry, I haven't even eaten today. I locked myself out of the freaking house.
Now, let's segue back to Venice for a second, because back in the day, I don't know if you remember, I mean, you lived in Venice, so you really didn't have to stay there, but there was a guy at the front desk. I can't remember his name. You would go to there and talk to this guy, and all you'd do is mention Robin Parker's name. Now, I don't know why Robin Parker, who's now an IFBB bodybuilder, had a connection with this guy, but that was the connection. It would be like $39 a night to stay there.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yep.
They had a little refrigerator, a little kitchenette in the room. Yep. It was pretty bare bones other than that, but I mean, you're literally on the boardwalk, on the beach right there, right by the muscle pit. I mean, everyone stayed there, and I remember every morning they had the little Venice Cafe downstairs where they made breakfast, and every freaking bodybuilder ate there every morning. It was like a who's who. When I got there the first time and I ate there, I almost lost my mind. I couldn't believe how many stars were in that place.
Yeah, you know, it was the Weider, you know, hotel, because every bodybuilder that Weider sent out to California to be shot, even though
you know, Weeders in all the way in the valley,
Woodland Hills,
in Woodland Hills. But you know, that hotel was so conveniently located to World Gym, to Gold's Gym, right, where all the photo shoots were, the beach is right there. It was actually the perfect location. So every single Weeder photo shoot, the subjects always stayed at the Marina Pacific Hotel. It became an iconic place. And yeah, every that little cafe down there was geared towards bodybuilding. I mean, normal people couldn't even eat there.
Right, I don't know why all the bodybuilders went there. It was cheap, but it wasn't like super, super cheap. No. They gave you ridiculous portions.
Ridiculous portions. And because it was right there, it was, you finished, you know, most bodybuilders who, you know, don't have jobs, they would train in the morning and you spend the rest of the day on the beach. So it was kind of like on the way.
Right, that's true. That's true, yeah. So I remember Craig Titus was there, Chris Cormier, Flex Wheeler, Mike Monterazzo. I just remember seeing everyone there. It was endless supply of how many people. And everyone was cool. You could sit, they would sit and talk to you. You could be like a nobody and they would talk to you.
Plus, Ed Connor's house was two blocks away.
Right.
So a lot of guys used to stay at Ed Connor's house.
They would walk over there for breakfast.
They'd walk over there. Craig Titus lived two blocks away when he lived in Venice.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was that kind of central location, sort of. You know what it was, too, is that back in the day, there were very few places that were really bodybuilder friendly. And that place was. You had, of course, you know,
Didn't Joe Boosie own that? Remember the guy with the big arms?
Yeah.
He was in a couple movies.
Yep, he did own that. I think he managed it.
Oh.
Or maybe he owned the restaurant or whatever.
Yeah.
For a while, anyway. But there was.
He was a nice guy, too, when I would meet him.
Oh, yeah. Everybody back then was nice.
They had a double suite there in those things. And I think for $49 a night, they'd give you the double suite if they knew you were a bodybuilder. The room was enormous. I love the place. But you know what the funny thing is? I went and, I booked in two nights there. The rooms were like $180 a night now there.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
Times have changed.
It's right on the water. So,
I guess.
Get that. But, yeah, I mean, there was the firehouse, which was right around the corner from Gold's Gym. Then there was Fresh to Go, but that's a different place.
Yeah, that's right next door to the Max Muscle Store.
Max Muscle Store, exactly. So, and then there's, you know, a couple little places
here and there.
Van Gogh's Ear. That's
which
not
was
there
open
anymore.
All night. That's gone, right? It was like a little haunted house.
You want to talk about portions. That place was like retarded.
That was my favorite place of all
the
places.
They gave you so much food at that place. It was beyond belief. And my favorite was always the Rose Cafe because I loved the coffee.
Now, that was connected to the firehouse, wasn't it?
No, it was across the street.
Oh, across the street. Right. I never ate there, actually.
They had these oatmeal and white raisin muffins there that were just like so insane that you couldn't even imagine.
And what people don't realize is the geography of it. It was all within like two blocks
walking
of Gold's
distance.
Gym.
Yeah.
So you just walked from place to place. And then, you know, back in the 90s, John, also, where right along where the firehouse was, what street is that?
Firehouse is on Main Street.
On Main Street, there was one clothing store after the other, all bodybuilding clothing, Hot Skins. T. Michael and
Perfetto had a place there.
I mean, all these places were one after the other. It was like if you were a big company, you had to have a store on Main Street so to showcase what you got.
Right. And if you remember, across Main Street on the other side, in that big white building with the clown, the condo had the condos upstairs, there was a huge powerhouse gym.
Right, I know Striden lived upstairs.
Yeah, Striden lives upstairs. Dean Tornabene lived upstairs.
He would take the elevator down, right?
Gary Striden would freaking drive to Gold's.
What, did he really?
He would drive to Gold's. It was literally not even a block.
No, I know. I remember.
He would drive to Gold's. It was insane.
No one gave the firehouse more business than he did.
No, he ate five meals a day there. Barry DeMay lived there. Robbie Robinson lived there. It was an incredible place. I mean, that little section of Venice, Santa Monica there for a little while was really a central, incredible place. In the 90s, there was no place like it.
Yeah. Well, I miss it. And I'm looking forward to going back there. And like I said, I know Bill Comstock told me he lives right down the block from the old Marina Pacific where I'll be staying. So I'm sure him and I will be doing some, maybe doing some videos together. And
that'd be cool.
And, you know, hanging out, you know, just shooting the breeze. I'm sure I'll hear a bunch of MD stories, you know.
I'm interested to hear about the lawsuits.
Yeah. Lawsuits, yeah. Or whatever he's got planned.
He's,
I don't know.
You know, he's got something planned.
All right, let's. We got a pro show coming up next month, a couple days after my birthday, actually, which I'll be turning 42, just for everyone who remembers. Now, Big Sean Andrews has got a birthday coming up on the 20th of this month.
Really?
So, yeah, I think he's actually going to be 28. He's the youngster in our group here.
You know, every time I look at him and Jeff together, I think he's the older one.
Everyone thinks Jeff is the younger one.
I have the younger one. Who fucking lied to you?
People think Jeff's my son. I told you that.
When's your birthday? We adopted him.
Yeah. Exactly.
When is Jeff's? Jeff, when's your birthday?
March 12th.
Yeah, he's another. Are you an Aquarius too?
Pisces.
My mom's the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
We're all connected.
Wow. We're all connected.
Wow. Yeah. Actually, my grandmother was born on the same day. I don't know what that means, but
we're connected.
Yeah.
We just went over that.
Right. Anyway.
having said that,
the IFBB Phoenix Pro Show, which will be debut on February 20th, will be the first pro show, I believe, to take place in Phoenix. From what I understand, Stryker Solomon has put this event on. It's going to be a full-blown show, women's bodybuilding, men's bodybuilding, fitness figure. I don't think there's going to be bikini there, but I have to find out about that. And it's going to be the first show of the year. It's taken over, I guess, at least for this year, as the new Iron Man, right. Because the Iron Man was always the notoriously first show, and then this year it's not going to be taking place. I hear it'll be back next year. So I'm looking forward to that, too, because that's going to really launch the whole season, John, and that'll be 2 weeks before the Arnold, and we'll get a good look at who's going to be a force to be reckoned with this year. And I know Michael Liberatore is making his debut there. I know we talked to Troy Alves last week. He'll be in that show, among others. Now, they haven't released the list yet. They made a new rule now. You don't have to submit your application 4 weeks ahead of time like you used to have to do. So people wait till the last possible minute, I guess, in case they get sick or something like that, or they decide to drop out, which is silly. I think if you make a commitment to do a show and you've been dieting for 12 weeks, send the freaking application in.
Yeah, man. I mean, what's the point? I mean, it goes back to 1980 when Arnold, made that surprise
right
appearance in Sydney.
Well, yeah, but if you're a former Mr. Olympia, I think you're allowed to enter any Olympia you want.
Right.
That's like a lifetime qualification.
Yeah, don't you have to let anybody know?
I'm sure Arnold probably told Joe Weider. I'm sure they didn't tell anyone that was what the problem was.
Right.
But anyway, I got an update on, we were talking about the Conan the Barbarian movie with Triple H a little bit, and the fact that he was possibly up for the role. Well, I got an update from Mike O'Hearn. Mike O'Hearn called me up and told me that he's been had a few several callbacks for the lead in that movie.
Wow.
Remember, Triple H had been mentioned that they might have been going with a younger guy.
Right.
And I don't necessarily know if Mike's that much younger than Triple H, but he looks a lot younger. He's got that little boy's face.
He has not aged in 15 years.
I mean, he's probably 38, 39, right? Yeah, he's got to be.
How old's Triple H?
Just 40? Turned 40. Yes, I mean, he's not that much different. No. But, Triple H's got the more of the tough guy look. Mike's got the pretty boy look. I don't know. Jeff, you're a big comic book fanatic. Who do you see Conan as? Like, is Conan the Barbarian supposed to be a good-looking guy, or is he more of like a tough-looking dude?
No, he's supposed to be this tough-looking, long-haired, sort of barbarian figure who conquers. I mean, that's...
War-torn, right?
Right. And like, actually, I see Michael Hearn more of like a, the
Superman.
Prince. Like some like superhero prince who flies around and zaps bad people. He looks more like Superman, exactly.
He reminds me of the guy that would kind of ride in while Conan was out fighting and scoop up Conan's wife.
Exactly.
Right. Actually, Michael Hearn should have been Superman, probably.
I've known Michael Hearn for millions of years, and my image of him is not, he's done so many things, gladiators, all the, powerlifting he's done. He's been in, all kinds of, print work, magazine covers. The only thing the first image that comes to my mind is a romance novel with the wind blowing through his hair and I like that Flavio look, only Mike's, way better.
Yeah, but look, I'm sure if you put a wig on the guy and you put a little scruff on his face, he can play the part, whether he can act or not it remains to be seen. But Mike's got a good personality. I think he could probably do it. He told me he sat down actually with the director, Marcus Nispel, who's supposed to be the, going to be directing this movie, and this guy likes him. It's like between him and another guy, and they're going to start filming next month. So I'm assuming that we're going to find out in the next week or two if he's got the part. So, and he said he would give us a call and let us know and update us first. So
Mike has a tremendous fighting background too. So
he does,
judo and does martial arts. So as far as a Conan character, using weapons and fight scenes,
he probably that's probably a skill that he's got.
It's I think definitely a plus for anybody considering him.
We'll see. Michael, like he said, he's going to give us the breaking news when it comes out. So good luck, Mike, and keep us updated.
Yeah.
Now, I was at the store the other day buying Blecky the Snake a mouse, John, because he's got to eat a mouse a week, a rat a week, isn't that
a rat a week for Blecky.
Now, the
Have you seen Pets lately? Have you taken Max to the pet store?
I try to avoid it because, you know, he's always... We already have that freaking cat that I can't stand. Right. And he's always bugging me about a dog, a cat, and everything he sees. He wants everything. Thank God for Blecky. He wanted a snake for the longest time. He was bugging the shit out of me.
Until
Blecky bit him. After that, I haven't heard snake. Never left his mouth.
Okay, you're lucky.
Thank God.
I went to the store, and you know, I noticed they've been having different kind of pets than we did when we were kids. You can buy these little porcupines now, miniature ones. They have all kinds of weird reptiles that they never had when I was a kid, at least. And I've seen the strangest pet that I've ever seen in my life. I personally thought it was food for, you know, how they sell crickets, you know, to feed it to the certain lizards. Well, they have pets now. They're $5 a piece. They're called Madagascar hissing cockroaches. They're about the size of maybe two walnuts next to each other.
Wow,
they're big.
That's big.
And when you touch them, of course, I didn't want to touch them, but this guy's like, oh, let me show you this, because I was asking questions. I feel this is good radio show material. Right. When you touch them, they hiss, like, you know, like almost like a snake.
Wow.
And but they're scary looking dudes. They got these big shell on them. Who the fuck in their right mind would buy a cockroach as a pet?
I would do it.
Probably. Yeah, now that he lost his dog, he's going to buy some cockroaches.
Cockroach.
I mean, I asked the guy, can you actually feed these things to the other animals? I mean, he's like, yeah, some people do. I said, but they're $5 a piece. He's like, well, you know.
The last time I was at a pet store, I saw this animal that I thought was really cool. I would put one on my desk in a terrarium or something. Mm-hmm. It was a chameleon, a certain kind of chameleon.
Oh, yeah, the ones.
The thing about it that was so cool is it moved in this most fluid, slow motion. It would extend, and it has a hand, like a real hand, you know, with fingers, and it's got like little nubs at the end. It looks like, you know, like a finger.
Right.
And it was going to grab the stick, and it just slowly extended its arm.
They don't move that fast.
They squirt blood out of their eyes. They're the coolest thing. They're incredible animals. I want to get one.
Yeah. That's a good pet, because, you know, maybe Max would like that. You got to probably feed it crickets.
Don't do anything. You just watch it.
It's cool. I'm saying it's one step
ahead of watching grass grow. That's how slow they are.
I think reptiles are kind of cool. You know, you just got to, you know, it's kind of like I like to have like nature in my house. I don't know. It just makes me feel a little closer to what I'm not close enough to. I mean, I'm on the water, but I'm like in my house 99% of the time on the computer. So, you know, I like to have plants and stuff that are actually, you know, alive in the house with me.
There's a lot of plants in this house.
Now,
it's like a freaking jungle.
The Madagascar hissing cockroach. Okay. Can you imagine going on a date with a girl and she's like, oh, so what do you guys, do you have pets? And you're like, yeah, I do, actually. And she's like, oh, what do you have, a dog, a cat? No. Oh, well, what do you have, like a bird? No, I have a cockroach.
You have an interesting menagerie here in the house, Dave. You have two maniacal yapping dogs.
Right.
That are only like you. They have, who bark when people leave. They don't bark when they come. They bark when people leave.
They bark when you come too.
Yeah, well, not us.
Ducks.
We have lots of ducks.
Yeah, ducks don't live in the house.
Lots of ducks. You have these ferocious fish-eating fish in the Oscars in the tank.
Right.
One of them who hates me because slams into the glass, tries to eat me every time I walk by.
You don't feed him. You know, he's expecting you to give him food.
And of course, Blecky the snake, who's a rabid carnivore.
That was given to us as a present by John Snakeman Scuderi. Right. So,
Mr. 76-ounce steak-eating Scuderi.
76-ouncer, yeah.
With a hernia.
You know, it's funny. When we put the video up, the 76-ounce steak challenge, I got a lot of my friends who lived out east, you know, one of them, just specifically John Caraccio, who we did a little In the Iron Asylum training with a few months ago, he was upset that we didn't invite him. You know, a lot of people from the area were like, felt left out. I guess that's a big place. A lot of people go out there. I didn't really realize that. And I said, look, you know, I don't know who eats where and, you know, what. So I think next time we hold another eating thing, we might have to put an announcement out ahead of time so that we don't insult any of our friends, anyone who wants to come and join us, you know.
Now, have we made any progress on the next eating contest, or aren't we doing pizza?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to bring. I talked to the Brad Shulo, who is that eating champion, the guy who drinks the milk and
wants to eat the shark.
Yeah, the guy who wants to eat the shark. I have a shark story to tell you in a little bit, but yeah, this guy. I mentioned him that there was a pizza challenge up in Hartford, Connecticut, where they serve a 10-pound pizza, stuffed pizza, and if two people can eat it in an hour, they give it to you for free.
Right.
He told me he can do it himself
in 20 minutes,
and he's going to try to work it down to 20 minutes. So, which would be an unbelievable feat, you know. So, but he needs some practice. So, well, I'm giving him a month.
He ate a 36-pound hamburger, didn't he?
He ate a 30-pound hamburger, cheeseburger. Yeah, but I don't know how many hours. It took him like 4 or 5 hours or something like that.
Oh, is this a timed event, the pizza?
Well, it's an hour, but he says he can do it, and it's for two people in an hour. In other words, you and I, if we did it in an hour together, that would be acceptable. This guy said he's going to do it himself in 20 minutes, so he's training for it right now. Maybe we should bring Joel and Scuderi. So maybe Joel and Scuderi will challenge Brad himself. So it'll be two against one, really.
I think a carbohydrate like that is a lot harder to eat than
protein.
It
tastes a lot better, though.
After 20 minutes of chomping on the same thing, it's all going to taste pretty boring.
It's pretty much the same thing. If John and Joel split it, that's 5 pounds each. It's kind of like the steak. It's like the steak. I don't know how Joel would geometrically divide that up, but it might be an interesting challenge. You know, two against one.
Well, now speaking of Joel and eating and possible contestants, Joel was gracious enough to invite Max and me to a baseball card convention up in White Plains.
Oh, really? Yeah, I heard that's a good one.
We went yesterday, and it was like a miniature Arnold Classic, but for baseball cards. You know, the booth set up, and everybody's got this billions of baseball cards and this grading services. It's a very, you know, I would imagine a high-end event in that community. Mm. Well, you know, Joel walking around in those aisles was one of the smaller guys there.
Oh, there's a lot of heavy guys there?
Oh, my God.
What is it about?
Girls.
Oh, girls, too?
And girls, guys. I'm telling you, if we needed to get contestants for an eating contest, we need to go to a baseball card convention.
Really? I never would have thought.
Monsters. Absolute monsters. I think the aisles are set extra wide to accommodate.
Really? That's interesting. I didn't know that demographic existed. But
you know what I think it is? I think it's more of a cross-section of America because, you know, we're so jaded because everywhere we go, whenever we go out of town, we're going to a bodybuilding
event. That's true. Yeah.
You know, this is America. 64% are fat and obese. This is where they all are. I didn't see one person in that entire expo, not one that was within like a normal weight limit. Wow. Every single person in there was beyond obese.
Were they serving food at all?
Yeah. Nathan's and fried chicken.
The vendors know who's going to this convention. Well,
it's the concession.
They're not serving sushi or anything or grilled chicken breasts.
It's a regular concession get at any arena. It was an arena. It was a basketball arena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they had the concession open. But it was all, you know.
Now, when did you go to this baseball card?
Yeah,
thing.
We drove up yesterday.
Max, oh, yesterday. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Did Max have a good time?
He can only take cultural events such as that in small doses. So Joel was really, really good. Joel took him around. We went to every booth. Joel showed him, you know, what this is, what that is, what you should be looking for, what you shouldn't be looking for, who's going to rip you off, who's going to give you the best deal, the difference when you buy it today, how much it's worth versus what you think it's worth.
Right. Was Max interested in any of this?
The economics of it kind of went over his head because Max is a connoisseur now. He's very interested in only 1950s, you know, older baseball cards, and you know, there's
got expensive taste. Huh?
Anyway, he's buying into certain ones that he wants.
His daddy's going to pay for it, so he doesn't care about the finances. That's why.
Daddy only gave him $19. So that was his budget. And actually, Joel actually kicked in and bought him a couple of cards.
When he got a 1955 Jackie Robinson, it was classic, it was real.
he got a couple of good cards. Joel was just so good with him, you know, and patient, and you know, Tony.
Yeah, Joel does have patience with kids.
You know, he's really, because, you know, Joel is, let me tell you something. Joel knows his shit, man.
He does. He's smart.
He knows every freaking player that's ever played baseball with.
He's got a photographic memory.
He's got like 500,000 baseball cards.
I didn't realize he had that many. Wow.
Insane amount of baseball cards.
I gotta pull my cards out of my and see if anything's worth anything.
He'll whip through them. He goes through them so fast. He'll know which ones are worth taking and which ones aren't. He knows all the nuances of it. He can tell by looking at the card if it's centered, if it's got the corner bent, if it's this, if it's that. He knows what it'll grade. And Max walked out of there with, you know, some good value.
Yeah. Good, cool. All right. Congratulations to Max. Now, speaking of the steak eat off, John Scuderi just informed me the other day. He sent me a text message that he's off prednisone. He's been on prednisone for 8 years and he's off it and he doesn't know what to attribute it to. I said, I know what to attribute it to.
All the meat.
The 76 ounce steak you ate. Ketogenic. So he's off prednisone. So we cured John Scuderi. We thought we were hurting these guys' health. Everyone's like, oh, if you do that to these guys, we cured John Scuderi's inflammatory issues he's got. So
I was just so amazed that with that hernia and the belts on that he was able to pack away.
I didn't realize that he had part of his intestines removed, or I never would have let him do it.
He had his abdominal wall split.
Well, because they had to open his
right. What happened was he sneezed or something post op and it busted it open. And you know they couldn't do anything yet until the rest of him healed, and then they were going to go back in and patch it or close it up or whatever. But
they'll zipper him up again.
What a trooper, man! To subject him his abdomen to the ravages of a 4 3/4 pound piece of meat,
all for the sake of entertainment. That's it.
You know what? RX Muscle loyalists are about as loyal as you can possibly get on Earth.
Now, John, I've been into watching some movies because I got some free time, and I go to Blockbuster, you know, and I usually ask the guys for recommendations there, and you know what they recommend, you know, because I don't remember when we're so busy during the year, I don't even know what's out in the movies, so I haven't seen anything, you know. Pretty much all the videos are open to me, so I don't know what to rent. So I was asking for some suggestions, and you know, this guy wasn't the smartest guy, and he thought I said, well, I want something funny. So he thought like the new Pink Panther movie was like highbrow comedy. Meanwhile, I remember reading the guy's like one star or something like that. So I had to find someone else in the story, you know. And you know, not to discriminate or anything, but you're right. You know, we're talking about heavy set people. The heavy set people in Blockbuster know what the best movies are
because they sit home and watch them.
Right, they know every. They've seen every movie.
Everybody else is out playing sports.
I guess I don't know. So I got a couple of good ones, but
yeah,
like I didn't like District 9 that you had referred to me, but there was a couple other ones that were not too bad.
I can't believe you didn't like that movie.
Yeah. I didn't like the Cockerel. I don't want to give it away. So
we went out. Max and I last night saw
anyone who wants to go watch District 9, and we would like some feedback on the forums. I want people's feedback on this movie because John loved it, and I didn't really like it too much. I was actually doing other things while I was watching because it was kind of bothering me, the movie, a little bit. But I want to see, man. You know, everyone's got different tastes.
It's a disturbing movie.
Jeff and I usually like the same movies. I got to have Jeff. You got to watch it and let us know if you like it.
I'll watch it tonight, and then I'll tell you how much it sucked.
Well, just tell us. Tell us if you like it.
No preconceived notion there.
I'm joking. No, I'll watch tonight. I'll give you my honest feedback.
You know, to two filmmakers I know saw it and thought it was a masterpiece. Also, so
they were both independent filmmakers.
I'm going with my fellow artists.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question because, not really a question. Another interesting, you know, tidbit of information. I don't know if you knew, you know, Israeli Jews, John, the very religious ones.
The real ones.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, they all wear wigs.
Wigs?
Yeah, I didn't know this. Now,
I mean, they have those hats.
No, they wear wigs.
They wear wigs?
Yeah, and I didn't know this, but
the Hasidim?
This girl I know, I don't know if they're just a Hasidim.
Women? The women are religious ones.
The women.
The women wear wigs.
Listen, I'm going to explain to you. This girl I know, she's a hairstylist and makeup artist, and she got this gig from this wig company that makes wigs for these, you know, very religious, you know, Jewish women
in Williamsburg.
No, this is in California. And I guess the thing is that when a woman gets married, a very religious woman, Jew, they supposedly have a lot of negative energy in their head, on their hair, and they're supposed to they're supposed to wear wigs. You have to wear a wig. You have to pin your hair back and wear a wig over your head to supposedly cover your crown chakra and prevent the negative energy that you have in your body from spewing over into your family. Did you know this?
This is news to me.
So, there's a whole business out there of selling wigs. Now, these women don't just buy like any wig. These are $3,000 real human hair wigs that need to be cleaned and styled, once a month.
That's kind of disturbing after the whole Holocaust thing, and now you got Jewish women buying real hair wigs.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, I don't think they're killing anyone for these wigs.
The whole connotation. I mean, it's bad enough the Jews drive Mercedes, but you know, it's
what does that have to do with driving a Mercedes?
It's a German car.
So why? What am I supporting? The Nazi Germany? Come on.
You know, why do you think most Jews drive Cadillacs?
I don't know.
Guess.
I don't. You just said most Jews drive.
I said a lot of Jews drive Mercedes, but most of them drive Cadillacs.
Germany's our ally now. They're not our enemy.
But trust me when I tell you, they have not forgiven them.
No. Well, I don't know about that, but you're probably right. But the point is that this wig business. I'm trying to come up with new businesses for us, John. You know what they charge to style these wigs?
What?
$650 a month these women pay to have their wig.
Like maintenance
just to have it cleaned and styled.
But well, they got the money.
I'm saying that's a good business. Imagine that. You got 100 women, okay? $650 a month.
I'm good with that.
I mean, that's a lot of fucking money, John.
We go right here to Williamsburg, Brooklyn,
right,
and where they all live, and we'll
start a wig business.
Yeah.
Can you imagine two Italians selling wigs to Israeli women?
Palumbo and Romano's wigs.
And we'll put out this whole thing about negative energy, and we'll put the whole thing out there.
We'll call it Cover Your Kepi.
Maybe. No, I'm not going to even say it. I'm not going there. Anyway, we got a great show tonight. We haven't mentioned it, but we have tonight two of the new stars of the all-new Muscle Girls Inc. radio show going to be on here, Jenny Lynn and Adela Garcia. Now, at the end of the year, John, and we decided to change over the hosts, mm-hmm. and improve the show and make it better and more mainstream and add some star power to it, we sat down and we had to think very hard. Who could we put in place that is going to be respected by the community, has accomplished something in the women's industry or women's side of the sport, right. and who has a good personality and people like? Right. And that's hard to come up with. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, and I talked to Steve Weinberg about it. We went to J.M. Mannion about it. And you know what? The same two names kept coming up, Jenny Lynn and Adela Garcia. Jenny obviously being, a two-time Miss Figure Olympia, three times Miss Figure International champ. She's retired now. She's got time. She's doing stuff like we are, promoting the sport, right. Getting people ready for shows. Adela being a four-time Miss Olympia, Fitness Olympia, is one of the most liked people in the sport. I mean, could you think of two better women?
The two winningest competitors in the sport, in their respective sports. So, I don't think you could possibly get a better duo than that to host Muscle Girls Inc.
Yeah, and to add to that, because in order to get such star power and to make the show viable, we need a sponsor. And I don't even know how to thank this person enough, because Arthur L. Ray and Lena Jensen stepped up to the plate when I told them what I had in mind, and they said, "Look, we're your friends. We believe in what you're doing. We think it's a we think you're really, really, pushing the women's side of the sport. No one else is doing what you're doing. People are saying they're doing what you're doing, but no one's actually putting up and shutting up.
Right.
And we're going to get behind you. How much you need?" And that's the conversation I had with that guy. That's a true friend and true sponsor. And they stepped up to the plate. And you know what? This is going to in J. M. Mannion's own words, this is going to be one of the premier women's shows ever.
You know, we're in that next realm of our existence where we're starting to be able to go out there in the industry and hire people who are really, up there in their respective sports and respected, and the kind of hosts that were really going to bring the kind of legitimacy to that show, which is a great show. And now it's going to be even a better show.
Right. And just because we have a fitness and figure Olympia champion doesn't mean we're not going to be talking about women's bodybuilding or bikini. Right. Because, we always have Steve Wennerstrom, the women's historian, coming on there to wrap up all the women's bodybuilding shows. Steve Weinberger is always coming on the show to talk about the judging of the women's bodybuilding. So they're going to cover everything, this, I think these two hosts have such broad appeal in the industry. There's not a person in the women's side of the sport who doesn't know who they are.
No, there isn't. And, plus we have access to so many other people, too. And with those two at the helm, who would say no to Jenny Lynn, right. and Adela Garcia? Right. Who would not sit down and talk to
them? I don't know. I'd sit down with them. Anyway, well, we had them here today. They couldn't say no to us.
Right.
And I think you guys are going to be pleasantly surprised at how forthright and the fun we're going to have with these two. And we have Lena Jensen on, too, because she wanted to come on and she wanted to give her insight into what, why her and Arthur got behind this show and feel that it's important for this show to be out there. So I'm looking forward to having them on. Right now, we're going to go to commercial break, let our sponsors be heard. When we come back, we'll have our first guest.
All right.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RXMuscle.com. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by three decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity.
Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
When you hit the gym, you set in motion a fundamental set of molecular activation signals and cellular growth mechanisms that deliver your desired gains in mass and strength. The magnitude of those processes, as well as how efficiently your muscles recover force production, can dramatically affect your net progress in a training cycle. Progenics protein supplements interact precisely and powerfully to amplify these pathways to produce enhanced growth responses of 100% or more compared to conventional whey protein sources. And they facilitate full recovery of force production in just 6 hours following the most grueling workout, allowing you to train harder, more frequently, for more dramatic gains. Experience the exclusive metabolic advantage available from Nature's Toolbox and Dr. Scott Connolly, renowned pioneer in applied dairy science and inventor of the original Metrex product. Go to ProgenicsSRG.com and use the code NBR801 to get 10% off the purchase of any single Progenics product.
When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of three creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29-gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught, Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy. It's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it.
RxMuscle.com introduces the cheapest and fastest growing discount supplement store on the net. DiscountSupplements.com. DiscountSupplements.com not only has the best prices on all of the industry's most popular products, but they also offer next day delivery for just $7.99. You heard right. For a flat fee of just $7.99, most orders arrive the next day at a price that simply cannot be beat. As a matter of fact, their prices and service are so good, we made them the official store for RxMuscle.com. If you haven't visited DiscountSupplements.com, what are you waiting for? Visit DiscountSupplements.com today. Plasmatic is the next generation of nitric oxide amplifiers. Plasmatic contains the clinically proven glycocarn and other exclusive cofactors to give you a better pump, extreme vascularity, and aid in both performance and recovery. Plasmatic is the only next generation nitric oxide amplifier that contains no L-arginine. Plasmatic's proprietary blend is manufactured using a state-of-the-art liquid capsule technology and lipomatic delivery. See Plasmatic today at your local vitamin shop or call us now at 866-GET-EST-1 or visit us on the web at estnutrition.com. Plasmatic, results guaranteed. German American Technologies. Compete harder with GAT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding the size. How about some muscle exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuse. GAT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now at TeamGAT.com. That's TeamGAT.com. German American Technologies. Compete harder. TeamGAT.com.
Flashpoint, the world's first sublingual fat burner. Flashpoint will change the way you look at fat burners forever. That's because traditional pills, capsules, and even liquid caps are broken down in your stomach, taking over 23 minutes to start working. But now, Isatori Technologies has engineered a fat burner that completely bypasses the stomach. Flashpoint melt tabs are absorbed right through the sublingual and buccal glands in your mouth. With Flashpoint, you'll start feeling its effects within 33 seconds. 33 seconds. Now that's fast and as hardcore as it gets. Visit IsatoriTech.com or GNC to start feeling fat burning in 33 seconds with Flashpoint.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X, Jen Gates as Shade, Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus, Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress, and their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com. Heavy Muscle Radio.
Hey, this is the game, Triple H from the WWE. You're listening to Heavy Muscle Radio with John Romano and Dave Palumbo.
This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by Progenix. Visit ProgenixSRG.com.
All right, our next guest is a two-time Miss Figure Olympia and three-time Miss Figure International champ. She's recently retired from competing, and she'll be starting in early February as the co-host or the new co-host of the Muscle Girls Inc. radio show. It is my privilege and honor to introduce Jenny Lynn.
Hey. Hi.
How was that intro? Did you like it?
That was pretty good.
That's not too bad, right?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah.
Not too shabby. No, you got
I'm
titles.
I'm awfully proud.
Yeah. You got titles.
She sounds really famous.
Now, you won the Olympia twice. You won the Miss International three times. You've won a multitude of... Do you know exactly how many shows you've won, pro?
12 pro figure shows.
Wow. That's got to be a record, right?
The most pro figure shows won to date. Yes.
You got the record, I'm sure.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. You actually turned pro as both a figure and fitness competitor. A lot of people don't know that either.
It's true, I did. When I started competing, figure was just probably maybe somebody's thought, but certainly not an actual functioning event just yet. So.
Oh, yeah, there was no pro division at the time.
No pro division. I turned pro at the 2001 USA's in fitness, and I won the tall class. And then I competed actually as a pro in fitness for all of 2002. And in 2003, they brought out the pro division of pro figure, and so was the Arnold Classic, and that was the first show I won.
You know, I always wanted to ask you, why did you actually, after turning pro as a fitness competitor at the USA, like, I think it was like the week after or 2 weeks after, you went and did the amateur figure division.
I did. It was the very next weekend, actually. I did the USA's, and next weekend was the Teen Universe.
Right.
And I actually placed right behind Devana Medina, which, you know, that happened several times throughout my career.
Yeah, a few times, yeah.
But we became real good friends, and, you know, we talked frequently, and it's like, that was a chapter of our life, and it is what it is. But, you know, we had a lot of fun together, and it was kind of like Bikini is right now, where nobody really knows, what is this thing?
Right.
What are they doing?
But why'd you even do it? Because you already had got your pro card.
Well, because my routine was pick the best. No, I did really, really well in the programs. And I did miserably. Unfortunately, at that point in the NPC, there was 2/3 of your vote were on your judging was on your physique. 1/3 was on your routine. And I did really, really well. I won physique rounds, and I placed, like, middle of the row at best in the routine rounds.
Gotcha.
So, like, I mean, they would joke about it and say, like, we created figure for you, Jenny, because
they pushed you into that.
We couldn't watch you do that anymore.
Gotcha.
So, honestly, I had no dance or gymnastics background, so, well, who wants to go become a figure pro? my arm was extended as high above my head as possible. I'm out. Let's go.
So the powers that be kind of steered you in the figure your direction.
Oh yeah, no question.
Well, it was a good choice.
Just because it was painful for them, they didn't watch me, you know, do any more cartwheels.
Yeah, well, that was a good decision because look how successful you were.
Not a bad gig.
Now, what was the deciding factor this past year to say, you know what, I had enough, I'm retiring? Which is, I was actually kind of proud of you because, you know what, a lot of people, you know, they do miserably and then they retire. You kind of said, you know what, I'm going to quit while I'm on top.
You know, and I mean, I didn't quit while I was on top. I had to quit 2 years ago if I was on top. But, you know, I've achieved every goal in the sport that I could have ever wanted to achieve. I mean, it just feels like this chapter's closed. Like, everything I could have ever wanted to do, there isn't, we're going to go win some more Olympians, we're going to win more Arnold Classics, and, like, no, I did all that, and it was great, and it was an amazing chapter of my life, and I'm thrilled to pieces about it, and I don't have any possible to have any ill word about. It was all fabulous. But I've always thought of this as just, this is not who I am. This is just a chapter of my life. This is a piece of my puzzle. I want to go on and do other things and have a family and, you know, just, you know, continue to grow as a person. So, I just felt like I kind of saw the writing on the wall that, you know, the girls that I'm competing with are 15 years younger than I am. And I've done this for 10 years. I've been in 31 shows, won 12, like, okay, it's probably time to just close the chapter, wipe my hands, and go, I had a great time. I'm going to be here to help everybody else along the way. And fortunately, I've built a business out of it to do just that. And I'm thrilled about that. I want to always be involved in the industry because it is my passion. But I don't need to be on stage in a sparkler suit.
Now, I heard you mention the word families. Does that imply that you want to have kids?
I would like to. Now, gosh, only knows if that's actually going to, you know, come to fruition or not. But,
right.
I mean, in an ideal world, for sure.
To where did you retire? Where are you living these days?
I live in Dallas.
Ah, Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. Yep.
And you have
a stone's throw away from Branch. Just they live actually right across the street from me.
Right near Branch?
Right across the street.
Oh, wow. Oh, I've actually been at his house. So that's a nice area.
Yeah. Now you know where I live. There you go.
I can stalk you now if you want. If you like it. Do you like stalkers? Only if you like stalkers.
Oh, you're one of them.
No, I'm not. I can be a stalker if you like.
He is. Do a Sex and Muscle Radio with him and you'll get...
We'll probably see Blackman stalking Branch though right across the street.
Yeah, Blackman will probably want to use your living room to set up his binoculars so he can spy on Branch. And he wants to see his glutes.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if you can
get
to my living room.
Set up in Jenny Lynn's living room.
You're knocking on that, Jenny. Yeah, I want to set up in your living room. You know, I will pay you.
How much are you gonna pay?
It doesn't matter. I'll promise you.
He'll stiff you.
Yeah, give me a contract.
Yeah, give me a contract. I'll see what I can do. I'm trying to work out the system for us.
Except you'll never get your check in the mail because you're female.
Right.
We'll see. Yeah. Right.
Right. But he will tell you that you always were supported.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so you have a training business, correct?
I do. Actually.
From what I hear, since you've retired from competing, you've been able to focus some energies on that, and it's really taken off.
I have. It has. So yeah, I'm working with largely with. I do every year for the past 4 years. I've done a 12-week challenge on my website, and it's like a transformation challenge. And the winner of that challenge wins an all-access to come out and train with me for a weekend. So the first year I did it was in 06, and I had 72 people join.
Wow.
And the past couple of years, I've had between 60 and 50-something people join. And this year, I have 20 people enrolled in it, and it just started on January 1st. So it's really, it's probably been the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
How much do you charge?
It's $600 for 3 months. And I give them all their workouts. They send me new pictures, new stats every week. And then based on how they progress, change their diet and their workout program.
Did you say nude pictures or new pictures?
New. N-E-W.
Okay, just checking.
But you're not the first person to ask that.
Oh, okay.
I think I speak quickly.
Some of the guys might send you nude pictures. I don't know. Derek Anthony sends people nude pictures.
Well,
yeah, whether
you want them or not. Yeah.
I have gotten those in the past and be like, whoa, hey.
Too much information, right?
Yeah, right? I think somebody's oversharing. But no, I mean, it's largely for mainstream people that, and, you know, they lose like 30. I mean, the person who won last year won like 35 pounds. And
who won?
17%. Velda Bosmera won.
Who is what? Say that again, slow.
Velda Bosmera.
Wow. That much weight.
Wow.
From where?
From Nintendo.
She lives in California. Yeah. Wow.
Now, so you got 70 yep. people last year paying $600 a piece?
Uh huh.
Wow, Jenny, you're a better businesswoman than I am.
I'm trying.
Considering you're not a woman, that's a tall statement.
No, but there's not a whole lot of money in pro figure. So
no, there's not.
We have to think outside the box.
Yeah, you're right. There's not a lot of money in pro bodybuilding either, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
Now, how often do you have these camps?
You know what? Last year, I've been running it just once a year, because then once the season starts and I'm so involved with other contest prep of other athletes that I'm helping. In addition to the fact, in the past, I've always been preparing for contests myself.
Right.
So, for the past, like I said, this is the fourth year doing this. I might do another one like midway through the year this year. I haven't quite decided on that yet. I started a new contest prep coaching business. So the Jenny Lynn Fitness Divas, that's us. So I've got a handful of girls that I'm working with now, and I'll probably pick up more throughout the year.
Oh, so that's like your own team? Like you give them all a sweatshirt with the name on it?
My own team. Yeah, that's right.
Cool. No, that's good.
The nice thing is I get to go to the shows, and because I'm a female, I can go backstage.
Right.
You know, I help with their hair and their makeup and their tan and obviously all their diet and their workout and everything preparing for, and it really is, and like I said, it's my passion, and so it's really neat for me to actually be on that other side and watch. I think I'm more nervous being the coach sitting in the audience watching him like, watch your lats, what are you doing? Smile. Yeah. You know, so
I don't quite say the same things to my competitors, but I know exactly what you mean.
You're probably not saying those things.
No, I'm like, you know, saying things like suck it up or something.
Throw shoes at him. Well, yeah, right. You throw shoes.
Now you'll be able to add another incentive to the prize package. You can have the winner of your camp on Muscle Girls right. Inc. Radio.
Speaking of Muscle Girls Inc. Radio, that's the real reason we actually have you here tonight. We wanted.
That's right.
We made the big announcement. You'll be one of the new co-hosts here at Muscle Girls yeah. Inc. Along with Adela Garcia, who's a what is she, a four-time Miss Olympia now? Or three times.
I think she has won.
I think four times.
I think she's won the. I think it's four times.
Yeah, I have to ask her.
I think she's won. Actually, honestly, I'm not quite sure.
When it gets over three, it doesn't. It becomes irrelevant until it's like six or seven.
Two,
you know,
three, four. We're not sure. I don't know.
I think she's tied with Susan Curry. Who had, I think Susan Curry had what,
okay,
four?
I think Susie's won it four.
Yeah, so she's got four.
It's a blur.
Okay.
Anyway, so you're going to be here, obviously, and as John pointed out, obviously, you'll probably get a lot more clients because you'll be talking about your prep and some of the girls, and, you know, it's a good incentive to give them, you know, if they maybe win, you know, some shows, you get them on the show and give them some publicity, and we'll probably be seeing you at a lot of shows because you seem to have taken Dave Palumbo route to living vicariously through
your... I keep running into the camera crew.
That's right, I know, right? You try to avoid us like the plague.
I went into the bathroom one time and I was accosted.
And I followed you in. And we sucked you back in, right? We sucked you. You couldn't
Absolutely.
Say no.
Here's Jenny coming out of the bathroom. She's right there.
Couldn't say no.
See, fate is a magnetizing type of thing. Now we got you sucked
That's
into
right.
the, at least for a
That's
year
right.
on doing this show, so now
exactly.
you can't get away from us.
That's all right. Yeah. Now, I'm super excited about it. Me and Adela have talked about it, and we're excited about just, you know, we've been friends for 10 years in the industry, so it'll be, I think we'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, you too? You two might be the female Dave Palumbo and John Romano's of the industry.
I think there's a good chance we might be, actually. Well, as long as we can prevent each other from just laughing through the whole thing, we'll be okay.
I'll probably be getting calls from JM saying, oh boy, what did you let them say
I'm
that?
So no, sorry.
Edit it out.
You let those two get together again? Oh.
I see it already. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, right? Yep. No, I think we'll have a great time, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. We're excited about it.
Well, now, if you had to pick the dream guest, anyone at all that you know you could interview on your show from any walk of life, from anywhere, who would it be?
You know who I admire just beyond anything is Linda Murray.
Oh, we could arrange that.
She came up to me one time at some amateur show, maybe a year ago, and she went on about how she was so thankful that I was in the industry and I had done so much for it and this and that, and I was just looking with my mouth wide open, or like, I'm sorry, are you talking to me? What? How many Olympians have you won? I mean, she's just the kindest, sweetest, most gracious woman in my industry that I'd most certainly look up to. So she would be on the top of my list, I think.
Well, I'm sure we could arrange that.
That's an easy one.
I would imagine. Yeah, she's a pretty phenomenal, upstanding IFBB icon. So yeah, I think
that
might be.
What if you had to go to Hollywood? Like anyone in the world, you can interview. Because John and I have very good access to getting anyone. We don't give up.
Anyone in the world.
Yeah, if you had to pick anyone.
I'm not one of those. Like, I'm not real starstruck by people. I'm more, I don't know, by what people have achieved versus like, oh, you just start because you're on.
No,
you know?
No, not a star thing. I'm just saying, just someone you admire that you would like to ask questions to.
I mean, it could be Hillary Clinton.
I'm a big country music fan, and I like Carrie Underwood an awful lot. I think she's pretty phenomenal whopping like 20 years old. And
Jeff, isn't that your cousin?
Carry on the words. She's not here.
We'll get her for you. We'll get her for you, Jeff.
I like her a lot. I don't know. Give me some more time with that question. I'll get back to you with a better answer. But off the top of my head, so I got Linda Murray and Carrie Underwood.
So, could you think of anyone that would make you nervous interviewing them, or do you think you'd just be stone cold through the whole thing?
No, I mean, sure there is. I'd probably be nervous. I don't know. I mean, it's a funny story when me and Monica Brand was my icon when I was first coming up in this, as with many of the people in my position. And the first show I ever did was the Emerald Cup in 2000 in April. And Monica came up backstage to me, and there was like 60 girls who were doing fitness. She came up to me backstage and she said, oh my gosh, you got this. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I just saw, you know, Jesus. I was just awestruck. And so that was probably like the most, like, of any in the history of my world, that was probably the most starstruck I've ever been. And then, of course, we became real good friends and, you know, we competed together an awful lot. So my mom, one time we're all sitting together, me and Monica and her husband and my mom, and me and my mom's like, so you know what Jenny is? So she's like, you know, Jenny was flipping out. She had to call me right after you came up and spoke to her. She had to tell Monica all about that. So that was probably the most starstruck that I have been.
And then you beat her every time you competed against her.
Yeah.
that's nice.
But we're still really good friends.
Yeah, because you won. That's right. Yeah.
No, it's not because I won. I mean, if she beat me, we'd still be friends.
Just be glad it wasn't like boxing or something,
right.
You know?
Now, you've had Arnold raise your hand up on stage, right, when you won the international a few times?
Three times with a check, no less.
Now, how would you feel interviewing Arnold on the radio show?
Did he try to grope you?
Actually, probably less, you know, I don't think I would. I mean, of course, I'd be nervous. I'm always nervous about how I'm perceived, but I could do it.
All right. I'm just, we're testing you.
I did a GQ photo shoot with him one time.
You did?
And then, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then, yeah. That was a long time ago. That's actually before I ever won anything.
Really? What year was that?
Probably like the first year I competed, probably 2000.
And how'd you get that gig?
Terry and Elaine somehow. I don't know. I was down in L.A. Me and Elaine drove down in my car.
Who hired you for that one?
I don't remember how it all came to be, honestly. Wow,
that's a pretty good photo shoot.
Yeah, I was in a bad game.
Not too bad.
Do you want to be with for GQ with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah, I could probably do that.
That probably did. That helped your career, I'm sure.
I'm sure you said, I got to check my schedule. And,
I might be busy. I'm sorry. I could clear it.
Yeah. you always gotta play a little coy like that.
Yeah, right. No, I think I just sprung. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. We get Arnold on the show, but we don't get the real Arnold. We get the guy, the impressionist Arnold. That's as close as we can get to him, unfortunately.
That's okay.
But he sounds more like Arnold.
Than
it's a lot funnier, though, to get the fake Arnold on, because he says better stuff than Arnold. You know?
He actually sounds more like Arnold than Arnold does.
Yeah.
He's really good.
And he'll actually call Blackman up on the phone if we ask him to, so we like that.
Right?
Now, you're still working for JM, obviously. You're still working for his agency. Yes. And you appear as one of the main characters in Iron Sirens comic book that he produces.
I love your outfit.
What's your superhero called? What's your character called?
Jenny Lynn.
Oh, you're Jenny Lynn, right? Okay. Yeah.
Have you seen my punch? My punch is out of control.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I like the way they draw you. You're what did Jessica Rabbit say? What was the line?
I can't help the way they drew me.
Yeah, I can't help the way they drew me.
I can't stop looking at the outfit.
I look awfully, I kind of look tough, but I'm so not. So it's all for show.
Now, you go to these comic book conventions, right? Because I know he has booths at some of these big ones.
He does? Yep. I've been to a few of them.
Now, have you ever seen, like, Lou Ferrigno there? Because I know he goes to those, too.
I have, yeah, actually, yep. I was, after the Olympics, not this year, but the year prior, me and Adela, Jen Gates, and somebody else was there. We were all there, and Lou Ferrigno was there as well, and, yeah.
That's cool.
We were all appearing as our alter egos.
Wow, that's cool. And now, I know they usually had. Did they have the Batmobile at that convention? I think
they
James.
Did.
Oh, that
they
was the
did.
One. Yeah.
You saw the pictures. Yes. That was the one.
Wow. Now, are there any other superhero celebrities you ever see at these comic book conventions?
I don't think that I've seen any other. I've been to maybe two or three of them.
You don't look like a Trekkie or anything like that. You probably wouldn't know who they were anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I probably couldn't pick him out of a crowd.
Do you ever see George Takei?
I don't have a clue.
You know who George Takei is? Sulu from Star Trek. He's gay.
Not the slightest idea.
No, he's gayer than gay.
He's like a Fruit Loop.
He's
the
redefined gay.
In gay.
I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a crowd. Nope.
George. Jeff, you do a good George Takei.
It's off.
Jeff's in temporal stasis right now.
We have to put him there sometimes. He's gearing up for our next show.
Yeah, right.
I guess so.
Actually, Jeff will be your engineer for your show, so you should get to know him at some point. But
All right.
You may know him 6 months before you know what his real voice sounds like.
He actually does a mean Adela Garcia imitation. You got to do it, Jeff.
I'm like, when I was just talking to Adele yesterday. We were just talking on the phone, just kicking it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was like, I had to turn off every sound in my house so I could listen really closely. Because she's difficult to understand.
Yes,
I love her. She's a very good friend of mine. I love her. I'm not trying to diss on her. But it's like, I can have no outside influence when she's speaking. I have to, like, focus.
Yeah, you do.
So, even JM goes, this is going to be comical. Because the whole time you're going to be trying to, like, decipher what she's saying.
John luckily speaks Spanish, so he won't have a problem with her.
I usually only speak to her in Spanish, so it's much easier.
Well, but she says as long as she speaks Spanish. She speaks English. She speaks real fast with
quite
an extreme accent.
You think our English is fast? Let me tell you about her Spanish.
Is it fast?
Oh, I can't even imagine. God. I don't have a clue what she's talking about there.
Yeah. Now, do you guys live near each other? She lives in Texas.
She lives in Austin.
Oh,
and I live here. We live like three hours from one another.
Do you ever, like, go visit each other and hang out?
You know, we haven't. We talk more frequently because we're closer, but ironically, no, we haven't. You know, we're both so busy traveling different places and, you know, the craziness in our lives that we just haven't had a chance to, but we keep talking about it.
You'll see each other in, like, Ohio and in L.A.
Oh, yeah, we see each other.
Vegas.
We see each other in the...
We're like this big, huge community that just roves from city to city, and we all see the same people every weekend.
We're like migrating bunch of, It's
like going to high school in a different. It's like going to high school in a different city every weekend.
Migrating a bunch of gypsies that just see each other in different towns,
exactly.
Pretty much.
Now, are you planning on staying in Texas, in Dallas, or are you going to move on?
Gosh, I don't know yet. I'm not sure. I mean, the whole time I've been here, I only moved here a year ago. Whole time I've been here, I've been preparing for contests. So I saw the grocery store, the gym, and my house. And the grocery store and the gym and my house. And so it's only been the past 2 or 3 months that I've been like, okay, well, let's see what else is here. So, and then I travel so much that let's see what's here these 4 days that I'm in town.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can't really decipher and say I don't like it. I mean, because I don't dislike it. I'm just not here enough to appreciate it, and I just don't know enough people here to really get out and do much.
It's a pretty cool city, but you know where Della is more
that's
fun.
What I understand.
Yeah, Austin's cool.
You like Austin? That's what I've heard. Everybody says that Austin's. And Monica, I talked to Monica and I talked to Della, yeah. And they're both like, you got to come down here, you got to come down here. So I'm good friends with Elaine Goodlad. She's trying to get me to move to Vegas because she lives there. So, heck, I don't know. Do the world tour.
You move around. I mean, you've been around. She gets around, John. I didn't say she gets around.
I'm sorry, that doesn't sound very good.
You said she gets around. I said she moves around. Big difference.
I don't get around or move around. Come on. Be nice.
You've moved to...
No, you move around,
you
clearly.
Move, yeah, you move. You don't stay put. She's very loyal.
You're right. I'm loyal once I get my foundation.
No, well, don't you usually move for the guy you're dating? Isn't that usually how it works?
She just fell off her chair. I don't know you very well, but you're in trouble.
You just can't stay on her good side.
Say the right thing.
You told her she was out of shape.
It's a good thing I'm a real good sport.
You have to be.
Just kidding.
You have to be. You got to get our sense of humor. You're gonna be like,
I'm with it. We're on the same page. It's totally good. I laugh at myself all day long every day, so it's all good.
You're gonna be like one of our little sisters now. So you're gonna have to take a lot of.
No, I have finally gotten to this point where I'm not moving. I'm not moving anywhere for another boy again.
That's good. Man, I was going to ask you to move to New York, too.
How do you feel about New York? You're like, it's cold here right now.
Hey, I moved here.
No.
I got John to move here. Yeah, you moved.
For a girl?
No, for Dave. Worse.
Well, worse yet. I don't know that that's better.
I said it's worse. It's probably worse.
Right?
We don't live in the same house, and that's how we get along. We live one block from each other. He lives in my house, but it's a different house of mine. Yeah. It's not like Branch versus you. Yeah.
You're oversharing.
No, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm teasing.
Well, you know, we're really happy to have you on board. You know, when we were thinking of hosts for the show, you actually came to mind first, and then I was talking to Steve Weinberg, and then he said, you know, Adela and Jenny are friends, and the two of you are like just naturals. You both Miss Olympias. I think people really look up to you and respect you guys a lot, and I think that, you know, who can say no to you guys calling them up and saying you want to be on the radio show?
No. And I think we're both real excited about doing it, and we will have a lot of fun with, I think it'll be exciting. You know, at least I'm retired. She's still going to compete at least for another year. But you know, we know a lot of people in the industry, and we're excited about continuing to be involved regardless. So, yeah, no, we're super excited.
Well, we're probably going to be starting, I'm thinking, first week in February, just to get everything squared up. And, you know, until that point, we'll be in touch and we'll be communicating and we'll make it happen. Thanks a lot, Joe, Jenny, for signing
You're
on.
You're very welcome.
Now you'll never escape us. You got us forever. We got you forever now.
Right.
We got you now.
I'm officially the little sister. I'm in.
That's right. You're in. All right, Jen.
Don't make me move to New York.
Oh, boy.
we're going to certainly suggest it from time to time.
We might suggest it, yeah. You never know.
Subtly. Yeah, you were so subtle tonight.
We're as bad as subtle as a 50-pound weight.
As subtle as you New Yorkers are, I get
that's,
you.
That's
okay.
Right. Thanks, Jenny.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a good night.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RxMuscle.com. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
When you hit the gym, you set in motion a fundamental set of molecular activation signals and cellular growth mechanisms that deliver your desired gains in mass and strength. The magnitude of those processes, as well as how efficiently your muscles recover force production, can dramatically affect your net progress in a training cycle. Progenics protein supplements interact precisely and powerfully to amplify these pathways to produce enhanced growth responses of 100% or more compared to conventional whey protein sources. And they facilitate full recovery of force production in just 6 hours following the most grueling workout, allowing you to train harder, more frequently, for more dramatic gains. Experience the exclusive metabolic advantage available from Nature's Toolbox and Dr. Scott Connolly, renowned pioneer in applied dairy science and inventor of the original Metrex product. Go to ProgenicsSRG.com and use the code NBR801 to get 10% off the purchase of any single Progenics product.
When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of 3 creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29 gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught, Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy, it's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it.
RxMuscle.com introduces the cheapest and fastest growing discount supplement store on the net. DiscountSupplements.com. DiscountSupplements.com not only has the best prices on all of the industry's most popular products, but they also offer next day delivery for just $7.99. You heard right. For a flat fee of just $7.99, most orders arrive the next day at a price that simply cannot be beat. As a matter of fact, their prices and service are so good, we made them the official store for RxMuscle.com. If you haven't visited DiscountSupplements.com, what are you waiting for? Visit DiscountSupplements.com today. Plasmatic is the next generation of nitric oxide amplifiers. Plasmatic contains the clinically proven glycocarn and other exclusive cofactors to give you a better pump, extreme vascularity, and aid in both performance and recovery. Plasmatic is the only next generation nitric oxide amplifier that contains no L-arginine. Plasmatic's proprietary blend is manufactured using a state-of-the-art liquid capsule technology and lipomatic delivery. See Plasmatic today at your local vitamin shop or call us now at 866-GET-EST-1 or visit us on the web at estnutrition.com. Plasmatic, results guaranteed. German American Technologies. Compete harder with GATT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet Fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding the size. How about some muscle exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuel. GATT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now at TeamGAT.com. That's TeamGAT.com. German American Technologies. Compete harder.
TeamGAT.com.
Flashpoint, the world's first sublingual fat burner. Flashpoint will change the way you look at fat burners forever. That's because traditional pills, capsules, and even liquid caps are broken down in your stomach, taking over 23 minutes to start working. But now, Isatori Technologies has engineered a fat burner that completely bypasses the stomach. Flashpoint melt tabs are absorbed right through the sublingual and buccal glands in your mouth. With Flashpoint, you'll start feeling its effects within 33 seconds. 33 seconds. Now that's fast and as hardcore as it gets. Visit isatoritech.com or GNC to start feeling fat burning in 33 seconds with Flashpoint.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind limited edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
Hi, this is Lou Ferrigno of Incredible Hulk. You are listening to Heavy Muscle Radio with John Romano and Dave Palumbo. And keep listening, the best show on the air.
This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by Progenics. Visit ProgenicsSRG.com.
All right, our next guest is a four-time Miss Fitness Olympia, two-time Miss Fitness International champ. She's recently made a successful comeback after a serious injury to her knee, and she regained the Fitness Olympia crown that she was forced to relinquish. She'll be starting in early February as the co-host of the new Muscle Girls Inc. radio show, and it's my privilege to introduce Adela Garcia. Welcome.
Thank you very much, guys. That was a very nice introduction.
Wasn't it?
I love that.
Four times.
That was very good.
You have the record. You're tied for the record with Susan Curry.
You like hearing about yourself.
We all do.
I do. We all do. I mean, what can you say? We're in this business. We like to look at ourselves. We like to hear about ourselves. It's everything. It's all about us.
Well, you have an awful lot of accomplishments that's worthy of note. So I think the whole world would want to hear about you.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing to do, right?
Well, your victories are unusual because they didn't come in sequence. A lot of like Susie Curry did four in a row. Most of the Olympia, the Ms. Olympia and the Mr. Olympias were all in a row. Yours were kind of spread out, okay? Which shows that you have a lot of, you're like one of these boxers that never gives up. You just keep coming back and coming back and coming back. What do you attribute that your long-lived success in this sport, especially fitness, which is hard to maintain such a high level of competitiveness at?
I think especially you said it, it hasn't been easy for me, especially after winning. My first win was in 2004. I lost the title in 2005. It's like I went down and then I came back again in 2006, 2007, and I injured myself 2008. And it was pretty much for me the learning experience each time, because it just kind of showed you that nothing is, you cannot take anything for granted, and you have to go there, and every year it's a learning, and you learn and try to make everything happen and achieve new goals each time.
It's almost like the world's strongest man title, John. These guys, sometimes they miss, they come back and they'll win it again. I mean, you don't see that in our sport where it's so sporadic like that.
There was a tremendous injury that, was partly responsible for Adela. Now, last year, Adela, you tore up your knee very badly, and it's so bad, in fact, that you had to take the entire year off. I don't really think the fans really understand how bad your injury really was and to what extent it was injured. What exactly happened to your knee?
Well, it was I was going for that
win the Olympia consecutively three times, and ever since 2008 I was just getting ready for the Olympia again, and I was practicing my routine, and I heard it popped on my knee, and I didn't want to think it was a bad injury, and denying myself, I think everything is fine. So I took a few days off, went and saw my doctor, and ended up getting an MRI, and they just said that it was the ACL. And to be honest with you, I have no idea what was an ACL. I mean, because I never had a knee injury in the past, and I heard of people, you know, tearing their ACL, and you didn't even know. I said, okay, well, what is that? And we were doing research and trying to find out different things that it could possibly be that happened to my knee, and we look around and never thought of an ACL, probably the meniscus or something like that. But when I found out that that's what it was, and the doctor told me, he's like, okay, well, you got two choices. I mean, you're gonna have to get surgery and you cannot compete, so those are your two choices, so you got to pick both. I was devastated, and I was pretty much thought that was the end of my career. But then I started doing researches and finding out that a lot of the girls have had that same injury, and they have come back, and I just try to relate to them and talk to the girls that have the same injuries. And I was just like being addicted to the internet, trying to find out who had the injury and when they came back, how long it took them to come back. And I ended up just like doing whatever was the best for me. And it was a really bad year for me, because I was deprived and I was always crying. And my mom was here with me, my fiance was here, and they were always just like, you need to stop this, you need to just move on and realize that, I mean, things happen to people, and this is just an injury, and you're going to overcome that. There's a lot of people out there with worse than a knee injury, so you're going to be okay.
I mean, do you realize that, you know, I mean, a lot of people, this is a good point you bring up, because I've spoken to a lot of people, especially bodybuilders and fitness figure competitors, and when they injure themselves, it's like they lose their like luster for life almost. They think like their life is over because, you know, something, you know, went wrong. And, you know, I try to explain to people all the time that if you don't ready yourself for things to go wrong in your life, you're going to be a very, very unhappy person, because stuff always happens. And I think it's how we overcome our adversity that really defines us as who we are as a competitor. And I mean, look what you overcame, and you came back and you won the Fitness Olympia title. I mean, that there's no better comeback story than that.
Yeah, and you are absolutely right about that. Especially we never get ourselves ready for something like this to happen, and we feel like it's the end of the world. I heard a lot of, you know, bodybuilders where they tore a muscle and like, oh my God, this is it, I'm done. And I mean, after this, it's like, it's not over yet until you decide that it's over. So an injury is not gonna put a stop to what you can overcome in life. This is just a little, you know, wall that you have to climb, and then there's gonna be a lot of different walls that you're gonna have to climb in life. So I just realized, hey, anything can happen at any moment. It just kind of gave me that understanding. It kind of prepared me to understand that at a certain point in my life, I'm gonna have to stop competing. I did not want to stop competing because of an injury. I wanted to stop competing because, you know what, I achieved all my goals. I'm ready to move on and, you know, let somebody else take that spot. Not because I injured myself. I did not want to retire injured. I wanted to retire healthy, and I wanted to continue to help other girls to achieve the goals that I had achieved in the sport.
Now, you have won four Olympias now. How many more you want to win? I mean, what are your goals? Do you have a projected time that you might consider retiring?
I wanted to, of course, you know, I admire Susie. She has been my role model for years. And besides, you know, my mother is my role model, but competitive-wise, you know, I love Susie. And I wanted to tie with her. That was just an honor for me. So now that I did it, I want to break the record. And then after that, I mean, I see what's going to happen. I'm leaving competition by competition and see what happens after that. I've been so blessed because this year a lot of things, I mean, believe it or not, it's just I've been so amazed. Like 2008 was bad. In 2009, I came back and, you know, I won the Europa and then the Olympia. And now this year, so a lot of things are happening, and it's, I'm so blessed about it. And it just goes to show you that you just have to continue to have faith and believe in yourself. Cool. So maybe like 25 Olympias probably.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, at least.
Whatever it's going to be, whenever Adela decides to hang it up, it's going to be on her terms.
Just, right, exactly.
Just before you quit, buy John another hat, because I heard he lost your hat. You bought him.
I will get him another hat, but I still have the hat that he gave me, white one.
Really? Wow. John, you gave her a hat?
10 years ago.
What kind of hat?
Yeah.
A beanie.
A
John Romano beanie?
Yep, John Romano beanie.
Wow.
And do you, I saw him wearing that, I said, I like that. And he goes, oh, you want one? I said, yeah. He goes, let me go and get you one.
Wow.
And went and got me one.
Do you ever wear it?
Yeah, every time it's cold here, but I'm in Texas, and it doesn't get that cold
here. You better take a picture with it and send it to us, because I don't believe you.
I will. I'm going to send you a picture.
All right. I want to post it on the board so our board members believe that you actually do it. Now, you talk about opportunities that present themselves to you. You know, when we were thinking, John and I, very hard and long in December about who would be the perfect hosts of the new Muscle Girls Inc. radio show, we said to ourselves, you know, who's got the best credentials and who is liked by other competitors? Now, that's a hard combination, because a lot of times the people with the best credentials are not liked by other competitors. But you know what? I asked about 10, 15 people, and your name kept coming up time after time again. Everyone says, oh, everyone loves Adela. How does that feel to make you know that not only are you an Olympia champ, but you're actually very well respected in the industry?
Well, I heard about it, I was like, me? I started laughing. I said, well, they're going to have to get a translator, because if they don't understand what I'm saying, I have an accent, and sometimes I said things backward. But, I was told about it, James told me about it, and I'm like, wow, really? And then when Dave, you called me, and I was like, wow, it's an honor for me just to know that there's a lot of competitors out there that they like me. And, I mean, not only to, of course I won for Olympia, so.
Yeah.
And just to know that other people respect you and they think that highly of you, I mean, that really makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is a great opportunity for me just to be able to know and meet other competitors, talk about them, and host the show. Come on now. This is a great opportunity.
Why do you think people like you so much? So what do you think it is about your personality that people say, I like Adela, you know?
I have a lot of people, whenever they come to me, I get along with everybody, bikini competitors, bodybuilders, figure, and I try just to help everyone. I mean, I have girls that are competing in their figure international, and they're figure girls, right? And I mean, I just said figure, right? So they're contacting me, asking me questions about who they need to contact, what they need to do. And it's, for me, it's like, wow, you're contacting me. And like, you know, and they said to me, I'm contacting you because you always seem so nice. And every time I have asked you a question, you're always very welcoming and always nice to me. And I'm like, well, I like that. That's just the way I am. I mean, if I try to help everyone out, and if anybody has a question, they can just call me. And sometimes it takes me about 2 months to answer my emails, but I will.
No, you're faster than that.
I'm faster than that. But I want to make people feel welcome. And I know how it is whenever you come into a sport. And when I first started competing, I didn't have anyone to talk to. I did everything on my own. And I just want people to know that if they have anything, any concerns, any questions, they can contact me and just talk to me about it.
Well, now, being so well-liked and having such a great co-host as Jenny Lynn, you guys have pretty much sewn up the arena. I don't think there's anybody in the industry that wouldn't talk to you. Having said that, if you could interview anybody you want from any industry, movie star, historical figure, from any walk of life, who would be your dream guest to interview on Muscle Girls, Inc.?
It will be Arnold.
Arnold, that's a good one.
Between the two of you, none of you speak English.
I know. That will be kind of hard, though. But at least we understand each other. You know? But I would love to interview Arnold. I mean, it's like all the accomplishment that that man has is like unbelievable.
Maybe you can get him on the show. He's held your hand up a few times, right? You won two internationals.
I know. That would be great. But I would love to. I mean, it would be Arnold.
I bet you the girls can get Arnold on the show before we could. If Jenny and Adela called him up.
Well, Arnold has held both of their hands up. So, I mean, if we get you the phone number, will you make the call?
I'll make the call. I call him. I said, this is Adela Garcia. He's like, Adela who?
We'll give you Leon Brown's number. Yeah, Leon Brown can get through it.
Yeah, Leon will do it.
I'll be back.
Where's Leon Brown?
Leon might be in the studio.
No, he's not.
He's not talking.
He's not talking.
We have a very temperamental Leon Brown.
Leon Brown. Well, we'll have to see. Maybe she'll get him on the show. I bet you, I can guarantee the girls can get him on before we
could. Absolutely, they could.
I bet you.
He would love it. He would love it.
If you get it, I'll tell you what, right now, I'm making a statement on the air. If Adela gets Arnold on the show, we will buy her the greatest
car.
Take it easy.
You said it.
God, Sean doesn't have two nickels to rub together. He's not buying anyone anything. We will buy her the greatest gift and give her the biggest accolade that she could ever imagine. And I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm telling you, that's your incentive.
We already know it's not going to be a car.
No. No.
Well, John already said a car, so that's what I want. That's the only way I'm going to do it if I get a
car. John's going to build you he's going to give you his Porsche.
He did not say what type of car. He just said a car.
That's true.
It can be anything. It can be just like a toy car.
Buy a go-kart or something.
Max's Hot Wheels.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Adela, you still engaged? Is that correct from what I know?
Yes, I'm engaged.
And when are you guys supposed to get married?
We don't have a date. We just, we are engaged now, and we're just having fun and enjoying each other. And it's just going to be, we decided that whenever we get married, we're going to do it in either Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico.
Oh, that'll be cool.
But it's not going to be for another year or so.
You're going to wait till you retire, or are you going to do it before that?
Probably after I'm done competing, yes.
Now, do you want to have a family? You know, you want to have kids and stuff?
A bunch of bambinos. No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think about it sometime, and I get excited, and when I see a kid, but then after I have him for a few hours, I'm like, you can take him back.
Yeah, and I know how you feel.
We have family with kids, so we just babysit for them.
You should always practice before you make the commitment.
Take Max for a weekend. You won't want to have any kids anymore.
Anyway. See, it's like we've been practicing, so I don't know. I don't know about that. And it's one of those things that I scratch my head about it, so I don't know. Well, I can't answer that right now.
All right, well, you can answer this then. You have on your website, you have this off challenge thing going on. Why don't you explain to us what that is and what it's all about?
Off challenge stands for Albertown Fitness Beers, and it started up in 2007. I started this with Jenny Hendershot, and I was doing my camps for a while, then I stopped, and then I got injured. So now I'm just focusing on this, my business, and I'm building a website that is coming out, and it's supposed to be ready in a few weeks. And I'm going to have a up challenge team, and we're going to be at different shows. And pretty much I do the whole thing a lot of the people are doing, you know, just training, nutrition, posing, and it's from bikini to fitness, figure, bodybuilding, everything. The only difference is like you're training with me, so that's the difference about a team.
So you give all the diets out, and you give out all the routines and all the workouts and everything like that?
Yes.
And what will it cost someone if they want to get involved with this, you know?
We're going to have it where the girls have to register as a team member. It's going to be $300 and then a year for the year membership.
Right.
And then GNC is going to be a main sponsor of the team, and they're going to get supplements from GNC, and they're also going to get discounts when it comes to their 12-week programs. The one thing about the team is that we're going to be at different shows. We're going to have a booth at the Ronnie Coleman, at the Junior USA.
Wow.
The girls can promote themselves. They can come and be at the booth and they can promote themselves, sell pictures, you know, promote the team. And we're trying to build this up. The bar is pretty big. I mean, I know there's a lot of teams out there, a lot of camps out there, but we want to make it a little bit different where, you know.
How many team members? How many team members are you going to take?
We're going to keep it, but we're going to see. I mean, so far I have about 10 girls that are team members already. So when they, everything comes out, the website's out. I don't want to make it to the point where the girls feel like they don't get a special attention from me. So it's going to be 10. I'm not going to make it to the point that you have 50 girls that you can't even talk to them.
Right, well, cause that's pretty cheap. It's only $300. I mean, plus they're getting free supplements and advice from you. That's a good deal.
But that's only for a year. That's a membership fee for the year.
Okay.
But then if they want to buy, like, a program from me, a 12-week program, they will get a discount from me. So the prices are going to be on the service session.
Gotcha.
So they have to be a member to get a special discount.
So it's like a country club. It's like they got to join the country club first.
Yeah, they have to join, and the website's going to have it for them. The girls are going to go in. The team members are going to run it where they have their own question. They're going to have the journals. People are going to come in and just have different recipes. They're going to put videos in there of different workouts and everything else. Whatever we can find out there.
What if a guy wants to join? Can guys join too?
Yeah, guys can join too.
I mean, I'd want to join and hang out with all those hot girls at the booth. That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it, John?
You're going to try to contact me. I want to do a show, and can you help me? And you want to come and be at the booth just to be with a girl.
I can picture the throngs of gay men joining that.
No, but think about it. I can't do it, obviously. But let's say a regular guy says, holy shit, man, I'll pay the $300 to get to hang out with Adele and all these beautiful women. You'll take that money, right?
Of course I do. Right.
I'm just asking. Sometimes these things are discriminatory. I don't know. Maybe, you know, would the girls feel weird having a guy hanging out with
them? Yeah, well, all the guys that do fitness are not that, you know, I don't think they're that into women.
No, but not fitness.
You know what? My fiance is going to be at the booth, too. So, I mean, it's going to be a guy there.
Who is this guy? Your fiance is going to be at the booth. Well, I don't think the guy's going to go to the booth to hang out with you if he knows you got a fiance. But think about all the other girls that'll be there, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're going to come to the booth and talk to the girls.
I'm trying to drum a business for you, Adele. I want to get some men, you know, that they have money. They'll sign up if they think they can hang out with the girls.
That's fine. We take their money.
Now, who's your fiancé? You keep mentioning it. Do you not want it known who he is, or does he have a name?
His name is Trent Calvin. Trent. He's you've seen me. You met him before.
No, I met him. But I don't. Is he in the industry? What is tell our listeners what he's about?
No, he's not in the industry.
Smart girl.
Very smart. He has his own business with his brother. They do it's realtor business, you know.
They make money.
They make money. He went to college and he has a degree in exercise science, and he helps me out a lot with my business when it comes to preparing the workouts for the girls. But he's not involved in, he likes to work out, but he's not involved into the competing and stuff like that. So that's a good thing about it.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. And it definitely,
we had a balance.
Very smart.
When a reporter asked John Gotti's wife what she thought John Gotti did, she said he provides.
Yeah. Well, that's the important thing.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Well, Adele, we're really kind of psyched up, I should say, to have you as a co-host of this Muscle Girls Inc. show, which is going to debut the first week in February. I know you and Jenny will probably be gearing up some good guests. I don't know if Arnold will be your first guest, but I know you guys have your own little dream guest you'd like to get on there, and I just want to welcome you to RX Muscle and the whole team we have here.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you guys for having me, and it's a great opportunity. I'm excited about it, and And thank you, everybody, for welcoming me. And I'm looking forward to this journey. This is going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you and Jenny, I'm sure, are going to be cracking up half the time.
We will be. She understands me. That's a good thing that you put me with her, because we've known each other for so long that she knows.
You speak the same unwritten language.
Well, was the first thing I said to you the other day, Dave, when we were talking? I said, I hope that, you know, I never drop the F-bomb on the radio show.
And I told you could drop as many as you want, because we're uncensored.
Yeah, you can drop it as
much
as you
want. Right, exactly.
I try to keep it simple, okay?
You can drop it anytime you want.
You can say, hey, you guys can say anything you want.
So, okay, that sounds good, man.
All right, I know you're at the supermarket, so go get your food, and we will be in touch. And thanks a lot, Adela.
Thank you so much, you guys. We'll talk later.
This is Heavy Muscle Radio, only on RXMuscle.com. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
When you hit the gym, you set in motion a fundamental set of molecular activation signals and cellular growth mechanisms that deliver your desired gains in mass and strength. The magnitude of those processes, as well as how efficiently your muscles recover force production, can dramatically affect your net progress in a training cycle. Progenics protein supplements interact precisely and powerfully to amplify these pathways to produce enhanced growth responses of 100% or more compared to conventional whey protein sources. And they facilitate full recovery of force production in just 6 hours following the most grueling workout, allowing you to train harder, more frequently, for more dramatic gains. Experience the exclusive metabolic advantage available from Nature's Toolbox and Dr. Scott Connolly, renowned pioneer in applied dairy science and inventor of the original Metrex product. Go to ProgenicsSRG.com and use the code NBR801 to get 10% off the purchase of any single Progenics product.
When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of 3 creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29-gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught. Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy. It's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it.
RxMuscle.com introduces the cheapest and fastest growing discount supplement store on the net. DiscountSupplements.com. DiscountSupplements.com not only has the best prices on all of the industry's most popular products, but they also offer next day delivery for just $7.99. You heard right. For a flat fee of just $7.99, most orders arrive the next day at a price that simply cannot be beat. As a matter of fact, their prices and service are so good, we made them the official store for RxMuscle.com. If you haven't visited discountsupplements.com, what are you waiting for? Visit discountsupplements.com today.
Plasmatic is the next generation of nitric oxide amplifiers. Plasmatic contains the clinically proven glycocarn and other exclusive cofactors to give you a better pump, extreme vascularity, and aid in both performance and recovery. Plasmatic is the only next generation nitric oxide amplifier that contains no L-arginine. Plasmatic's proprietary blend is manufactured using a state-of-the-art liquid capsule technology and lipomatic delivery. See Plasmatic today at your local vitamin shop or call us now at 866-GET-EST-1 or visit us on the web at estnutrition.com. Plasmatic, results guaranteed. German American Technologies. Compete harder with GAT supplements. Need energy? Gotta lose the fat? Jet Fuel is the answer. Want to build muscle? Use Testogen to ramp up testosterone and start adding to size. How about some muscle exploding pumps and an enhanced training experience? You gotta get your hands on some Jet Fuel. Jet Fuel, GAT's newest nitric oxide training supplement that's guaranteed to work the second you try it. Join the team. Visit German American Technologies website now at TeamGAT.com. That's TeamGAT.com. German American Technologies. Compete harder. TeamGAT.com.
Flashpoint, the world's first sublingual fat burner. Flashpoint will change the way you look at fat burners forever. That's because traditional pills, capsules, and even liquid caps are broken down in your stomach, taking over 23 minutes to start working. But now, Isatori Technologies has engineered a fat burner that completely bypasses the stomach. Flashpoint melt tabs are absorbed right through the sublingual and buccal glands in your mouth. With Flashpoint, you'll start feeling its effects within 33 seconds. 33 seconds. Now that's fast and as hardcore as it gets. Visit IsatoriTech.com or GNC to start feeling fat burning in 33 seconds with Flashpoint.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind limited edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron
Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Heavy Muscle Radio.
This is Kevin Lavroni, and you're listening to Heavy Muscle Radio, baby, with Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
This hour of Heavy Muscle Radio is brought to you by Progenix. Visit ProgenixSRG.com.
Our next guest is the woman behind the incredible success of ALR Industries, and she's here tonight to talk to us about our new alliance with Muscle Girls, Inc., and the new sponsorship that they have so generously ponied up to keep this show going and bring on the two incredible hosts, Jenny Lynn and Adela Garcia, that we just had on the show. I would like to welcome back to the show the great Elena Jensen.
Hello.
Hey, Elena. How are you?
I am very good, thank you. I'm very excited about this new year.
Have you beaten up anyone this year yet?
No. My lawyer has told me this is it. Okay. No popping anybody anymore or you know. And, you know, if you get older, you just realize you can't survive bar fights like that anymore. Right.
She's like Derek. She's a kinder, gentler Elena Jensen.
I really am until you piss me off, and then I have to go take it out on something.
Just like Derek. Yeah.
I love him.
You guys are peas in a pod. How could you not?
Oh, don't get us together at a bar. We'd be in jail
Have you thrown any famous sports celebrities out of any functions recently?
No, I have been disgustingly behaved. I mean, it's been no fun, except for the only excitement I've had lately is I broke my foot for Christmas, and I'm trying to get out of my cast.
How'd you do that?
Cooking.
You cook with your feet?
Well, no, but I couldn't stay on my feet long enough to finish cooking dinner. I slipped on my floor and just cracked both sides of my ankle.
Wow. Are you a messy cooker? Do you get like water on the floor and everything like that?
No. I suck at cooking. Let me just tell you honestly. I am not a domestic goddess. I try like hell and I suck. So
she can't keep her balance, John, when she cooks because she's not that good at it.
That happens.
That was God's way of telling me stay the hell out of the kitchen.
Water out. I heard you're very good with the telephone.
Yeah, I am. I'm great at making reservations.
Right. My ex-wife was great at that, too, and ordering in, too.
Greater reservations.
I'm telling you.
Well, you know, the big news, Lena, is the thing that we're most excited about is that is the new alliance with ALR Industries and RX Muscle in the new generation of Muscle Girls, Inc. You know, we really want to thank you guys for sponsoring the show. And right off the bat, we want your opinion. What do you think of the two superstar hosts we have for the show?
Oh, I think I'm totally excited about your two new superstars, and I look forward to listening to all of the episodes. I think it'll give Muscle Girls a new twist. And, you know, those two ladies are so personable and, well, very well known. I just can't be more pleased with who you guys got.
You know, you are always a very popular guest, Lena. And the first thing that Adela asked me when I was talking to her about the show is, she's like, what if I, by accident, drop a few F-bombs? And I said, well, that's required if you're going to be a co-host of our show, at least, especially when you get Lena on.
Oh, God. I know. Me and my potty mouth. I'm totally stoked, you know, and I've been reading a lot of stuff on the boards about how, you know, there's kind of a thing about RX Muscle doesn't cater to women, and truthfully, I totally disagree with that. It just depends on the type of woman.
Right.
And I think Muscle Girls is definitely for women, not girls, and, you know, it's going to be hardcore, and I can't wait to get it started.
How the hell can anybody say that we don't cater to women?
We're the only ones who do.
It was a bunch of shit. I'm like, well, you know, and truthfully, I'm going to get really bombed on for saying this, but there's a group of fem Nazis that just won't leave it alone. And, you know,
fem Nazis.
Get over yourselves. We're all women. We all have the same plumbing. I mean, come on.
Some of you have a little more plumbing than others, though, unfortunately.
Some of you, you're a little bit more androgenic than the rest of us.
Some of it gets more clogged up than others. And now, define fem-Nazi, Lena.
Well, I think there's a group of women, not all of you, before I get bombed on, well, who gives a shit? There's a group of you women, okay, that just think they can do anything, anyhow, and it's, if they don't get something, it's because we're women. And, you know, when you actually look into certain situations, it's not because you're a woman, it's because you're a bitch. You know?
That's the
way you won't get what you want. I mean, I see women bombing on guys doing the whole, you know, feminist thing, and I truthfully hate feminists. I'm not pro-guy, I'm not pro-woman, I'm just me. But, you know, I think about all sorts of different situations, and I think women just, not all of them, but that group, need to chill out.
I mean, look, we got Muscle Girls Inc. radio show every week. We got Sex and Muscle radio show, which deals with the sexual part of this sport. We have In the Iron Asylum, I probably have done more with women, John, the last 2 months than men.
Sure.
You know, what we have the best women's photographers in the sport working for us.
We cover every women's show.
I know, and you know, I'm probably speaking from too much experience on this, but we've hired several women over the past several years, and I've watched them, like, it's almost like robots. They come in, you know, kick ass like gangbusters, and get complacent, and then when they don't get what they want, oh, they made me do this ad. They, right. You know, sexual this, sexual harassment, and truthfully, it's a bunch of shit.
I didn't
pull your boobs out of your bikini. You sat there and squeezed your cleavage together. It's not my problem.
You say they cry foul after they don't get what they want.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know what the worst part is? It's like, that has been so repetitive that anymore, I just tell our company lawyer and ALR, give me the fucking phone. You let me handle it.
You and Arthur are the only people who have like 8 lawyers on staff at all times, you know.
I know, and the sad part is we need them.
Speaking of lawyers, you know, the Arnold Classic has always been a very touchy subject for you guys because, you know, they don't like when you go with the stage act that you guys run over there. What's going on this year? Are you going to be at the Arnold? You're not going to be at the Arnold?
We are, and I've been sworn to secrecy, but we're going to be at the Arnold in a different capacity that will most likely totally piss my little plump friends in the Arnold administration, Lucy and Diana, off. But yeah, we're going to be there.
Okay. So you're not going to tell us anything. You want to be
I don't think I'm allowed to say a word yet because it's going to be pretty cool. Wow. And it'll definitely be our style, you know. And we will definitely be banned for life after this.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So this is going to be a major, major plan you got going then, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, truthfully, this year, Arthur and I sat down and we were looking at shows. We love sponsoring shows.
Right.
But we also look at the money that goes into the shows and how much our hands are tied. And I'm sorry. You know, so what? I had a girl in a boy shorts and a tube top laying on some guy's back while he was doing push-ups. Who gives a shit? Why is that pornographic?
I don't know. We did it when we were at MD for 3 years in a row. Yeah.
You would have thought I was the worst porn queen ever. This chick at the Arnold was telling me it was disgusting. She wouldn't...
Really?
She reamed me. She goes, I wouldn't have let my grandchildren, you know, watch that. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, it's attitudes like yours is going to make your grandkids grow up gay.
What are your grandkids doing at the show anyway? It's an adult show.
Thank you. And I mentioned that too. And I go, and by the way, if you hadn't noticed, your founder pranced around in a Speedo. You know, and that's how he got his start. So give me a break.
Well, you know, I think the word grandchild there is the key word. You know, anybody that's got a grandchild has got it. You know, super. Most people anyway would tend to have a more conservative attitude. But anything that you guys have done at the Arnold Classic has been, you know, classic in my mind.
Well, thank you, and we like to put on a good show. And you know, last year they stuck us back in the corner with dunce hats on, and I swear they had radar. Anytime I went over to one of our distributors' booths and I had anything in my hand, I was stopped.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And why?
And it was those little Nazis, because they're saying you can't pass out samples outside of your booth. And I, you know, I was like, you know what, you little shit.
So they really had you really restricted in what you can do. Now,
huge.
You've always been known to sponsor the Jason DeHeer party after parties. I know that you've always poured a lot of money into that, and they've always been very ALR rich with banners and fountains and girls with paint on them. Anything like that planned this year?
Girls with paint on them instead of clothing.
Right.
Instead of clothing, that's right. Well, first of all, Jason DeHeer is just about the best class act you can get for throwing a party. He is the best in the industry, and his ideas for parties are just, you know, outrageous, and that's why we love him. And yeah, I think we are planning on doing something like that at the Arnold.
Oh, awesome. That's exciting! So, at least same place.
Yeah. I don't know, because you know that what we do is we kind of tell Jason what we want, give him a little leash to work with, and then we just let him go nuts.
So that'll be fun. I know. I'm pretty sure. I mean, 99% sure Triple H is going to be there. It'll probably be coming to the party like he did last year.
Oh, that'd
and,
be sweet.
I mean, I know that was very popular. We gave out some money to charity there, and you know, I just thought that I was only there for about 2 hours, John and I, because it was so busy. But I mean, I thought it was, you know, one of the best parties I'd ever been to. Actually,
yeah, it was great.
Oh, that it rocked. We had so much fun. You know, another thing Jason did, he had our spotlight, like a Batman spotlight with Venom Sport up there.
Yeah, that looked great.
It was just crazy stuff. It was awesome.
So, Lana, what do you think of this new bikini division?
I actually like the bikini division.
You do?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think of it as a sport.
John and I love it. We think it's much more entertaining than figure.
Yeah, you know, I just
girls, but you know, I just don't think of it as a sport. I just don't feel that the criteria is there, but they're great to look at. You know, they're all hot.
Yeah, I had reservations about it in the beginning until I watched it a little bit, and I really like it now.
And it's quick too.
Yeah. Well, there's the key word there, quick. Just get on, yeah, you got a hot ass, get off.
All right. You know what the funny thing is? I was interviewing Stephanie Lindsay, who turned pro at the Nationals in the F-class bikini, and she's a tall girl, very, very pretty girl, and she doesn't have fake boobs. Now, the whole, John and I had this whole discussion about fake boobs, and, you know, John's a big advocate of fake boobs. He really likes them.
Yes.
And, you know, I almost thought it was like a mandatory thing for bikini competitors, because that's kind of like one of the things that they're judged on. And she turned pro with Adam, and she's like one of these people that's like, you know, that kind of makes me unique. Do you think that the girls in figure and bikini and fitness need to have breast implants to do their best, I guess, on stage?
Well, truthfully, from the, I mean, I don't know. I'm not claiming to be an expert, but from what I do know, I do think it helps. I not only think it helps their physique, the appearance of their physique, but I also think it helps mentally. I know when I got my fakes, man, I felt a hell of a lot better after about myself. So.
I mean, don't you think it completes the feminine package? I mean, it completes you know, it balance. Not only does it balance out, you know, the bottom end, but I mean, when you think woman, I mean, you're supposed to see boobs. I mean, right?
Well, a lot of us, it gives us that, you know, hourglass figure. You know, you have a big rack, tight tapered waist, and some big hips.
Yeah.
No, I do. I'm a big advocate of physical enhancement, let's say.
So you're in favor of plastic, as much plastic surgery as you need. Huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get it until I die, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, so what's Arthur up to?
Oh, the mad scientist has been hard at work. We're actually really excited. We've got a couple new products coming out to market. We've actually got six, but two of them are sets. One is we're doing what's called a hardcore trialing system.
Okay.
And that's going to be poison comatose and a thyroid support called Furnace. And it's basically going to be the trialing system times, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7.
Wow. So all those products will be in one box? Is that the idea?
Yeah, much like the trialing. You know, the trialing's not for everybody. You have your hardcores and you have your, you know, more delicate souls. And it's, you know, you got to figure out what works. So that's one of the things. And the other thing he's doing is working on replacing the Evo stack. And that is definitely in motion.
No, I was going to say, I know there's also another top secret project that I'm not going to even bring up because he swore me to secrecy. When is that going to be launching?
Oh, well, he swore you to secrecy? Well, yeah. I'll just go ahead and blab it. You mean, I'm assuming you're referring to Humor Pro?
Yeah, is that what it's being called?
Yep, that's our
wow, Arthur's going to kill you for that one.
See, he's been working on this since like 1998, and basically it's a unique protein specifically designed to work with, you know, basically your body's regular normal physiology. It has an anabolic catabolic ratio of 99 to 1, and whereas whey has an anabolic to catabolic ratio of 17 to about 83. So this means that basically it's about 6 times more anabolic than whey, but also it has under about 2% of, you know, the toxic waste that, you know, ends up in your toilet.
Yeah, and he also told me you're going to have to take a lot less of this than you take of most proteins.
Exactly.
Wow, that's
so
exciting.
We are thrilled with this. I can't wait to get this moving, and I'm hoping... I believe the release date's within the next month or two.
Oh, wow, that quickly. Wow.
Oh, yeah, he's been working on this thing since 1998.
I know, but he said he couldn't get it right. He said he just got it right recently.
Yeah, he did.
So
he did.
Are you going to be rolling it out at the Arnold?
You know, we may do that. It really just depends, you know, on the, because right now, when you work in formulation, once you get the formula correct, flavoring's a bitch, so
yeah,
we want to make sure it tastes
good. That's the toughest part, right. Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we don't want another WTF ass flavored lemon ass flavored. I'm still never living that one down.
Maybe you guys should, like, make, like, protein shakes at the after party with the stuff in it.
Hey, that's not
make
a bad
some
idea.
Healthy after
protein shakes at the after hours party. I like that.
You know, put a shot of vodka in there and you're good to go, man. At least you feel healthy, right?
You get a buzz and you get your protein intake.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
love
right.
It.
You can party a lot longer into the night. That's what stops me. I get starved. I got to leave, you know?
Right.
So...
Well, that's what we did, with Hypershot. We put some Grey Goose in that. I was buzzed. Everyone was climbing the walls.
That was incredible.
Being the title sponsor of Muscle Girls Inc., what would be some of the potential guests you'd like to see on the show? Who would be your top five guests that you would like to see? And it doesn't have to just be bodybuilders.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. I would love to, of course, get all the industry girls possible on there, because I just think it'd be good, good to get everybody involved in this. But I'd love to see wrestlers, female wrestlers on the show.
You're a double, China.
Oh, well, I would love to see her on the show, except I think her life's pretty much in a, up the creek, that poor girl.
Well, anyway. maybe that'll be the inspiration for her to get on the show. It would be a lot easier.
I'd love to see her on the show. That girl rocks.
Yeah, she's cool.
But, I'd like to see a bunch of different variety of women on the show.
Well, who would be your number one? If you were, let's say you were the host of the show, who would be your number one person you would want to interview?
There'd probably be two, Corey Everson and then probably Linda Murray.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe two. I thought you were going to say who's the girl they burned at the stake, John?
That did what?
The witch they burned at the stake. Oh, Joan of Arc. I think you'd say Joan of Arc or something like that.
We could get the witch who ate the stake. I'm sure we could get one of those.
Joel Goldberg, who ate the 76-ounce steak.
Oh, man, that's
Well, Lena, I think the show's going to be great. We're really happy that you guys came behind it and put up and helped us put the show together. As soon as I mentioned it to Arthur originally, who I had in mind, he immediately said to me, I'll make sure it happens. And you know what, Arthur, I've known Arthur for like 15, almost 20 years, and I don't think the guy has ever not come through with something that he promised me, and that to me means a lot, because there's very few people in this industry who are like him.
Well, thank you, and I can tell you that you're absolutely correct on him. When he got out of prison, he promised me three things and just never looked back.
What were those three things?
Well, he promised me my boobs. Thank you, honey. And that, we'd be fine living in the house, and we've got, our house. And then he said, I will never go back.
And so far, he's lived up to all three of those. You're right.
He really has. He's an unstoppable force, that guy.
He is incredible.
Well, thank you guys, and I'm sure we're going to have Arthur on Heavy Muscle Radio in the next week or two anyway, because we want to hear his, I want to ask him about that new protein product. I think that the people are going to really love it.
Save all the science nerd shit for him, because I know a lot about it, but not nearly what he does.
Thank you. But yeah, thanks for, like I said, the support, and I guess, are we going to see you at the, am I going to see you at the Fit Expo, or are you not going there?
No, I'm still limping around in my walking boots, so unfortunately I can't, but I'll be at the Arizona Pro.
Okay, so I'll see you out there at the end of February.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Lena.
Thank you, guys.
Gotta love Lena Jensen. She's so honest. I love people who are brutally honest like that. Yeah. And she's got a great dynamic personality. And she calls it like she sees it. She doesn't try to be politically correct. And to me, that's a breath of fresh air.
She tries to be politically incorrect, which is why I like her.
I think she just says what's on her mind. She doesn't purposely say things that are not correct. She just says this is how it is. And if you like it, don't like it. Tough shit.
Exactly. And she's got a lot of moxie, and we like that.
Yes, that's a good word. Perfect word for her.
She's a lot like us.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this is the first show I think we've ever done, well, maybe not ever, well, with RX Muscle at least, that we've had three women on the show.
Yeah.
And, in a long time, because we had always, shuffled the women off to Muscle Girls Inc. And, I like the change of pace. Sometimes I think I like talking to women sometimes better than men, just as a change, because they have like different insights into life.
Especially now, since we've recently been accused of not advocating women.
That's right. That must be a Blackman.
Where the hell do people get this shit from?
He's the champion of women's bodybuilding. Isn't he the original supporter of the women?
Lots of support.
The reader survey said they don't want women in the in their magazines, according to him.
That must mean it. That must be it.
Even though 75% of the women who compete are women.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sure the NPC doesn't mind collecting the women's NPC cards every year.
They seem to welcome them with open arms.
So obviously, I know, and after speaking to JM, they're very happy that what we're doing here with the women. And,
right.
And I always made the commitment right from the beginning. I did it when we were at MD. I was saying I'm committed to promoting the women. whether I had support from, you know, our old boss or not.
We had convinced the support was necessary. We were told and promised that we were going to have that kind of support. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, the rug got pulled because it must have been an article in the New York Times.
Reader survey.
Yeah.
So we have him here,
and that's the important thing.
Look, you can't be everything to everyone, but what we're trying to do is showcase the women so they feel important about themselves, because, you know, they're training just as hard, they're making less money, and they're getting less notoriety. So, on a web, there's no pages in a magazine that I have to worry about. Right. You know, we can give them equal billing here, you know, and I think that that's important. And you know what the great thing about the women is, John? There's no exclusivity contracts. There's no one you can't talk to. So we can give everyone...
Isabel Terrell.
The one person they signed to hasn't competed ever since they signed it. But, you know, look, you know, that was just a Blackmanism, because I worked for, you know, she worked for Species, so Blackman stole her away and thought he was getting the prize of the century.
We dignify the him too much with mentioning him.
You know what, though? People, you know, we've talked about this, and people have said to us, you know, why do you even bring him up? And it's old already. But you know what? Howard Stern still talks about Imus to this day. He's a competitor of ours. You know, right, I talk about him just like I talk about John Balick in Iron Man magazine and Bob Kennedy at Muscle Mag and, you know, Alan Donnelly at Flex. So the only difference is that they show us respect, you know. Right. So
they don't accuse us of spending on the credit card with unauthorized expenses on a credit card we never had, which is why we were fired.
Exactly. But, you know, like I said, I'm really looking forward to this Muscle Girls Inc. radio show. I think it's going to be great. It's going to start the first week in February. I think it's February 2nd or 3rd. It's that Tuesday night, 7 p.m. It'll debut. And we don't know who the first guests are. It'll be a surprise announcement. You know, if Arnold comes on, I have to bow down to Adela and buy her a gift, and you have to give her your car. But other than that, I'm psyched. I'm pretty psyched about it.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be a great show. I'm so happy that, you know, Adela and Jenny are going to be the hosts, and the JM came through and, you know, rounded that all up for us, and that we have the support of JM and, you know, JM management. And just think of all of the incredible talent that he has under his wing that he can that he can shuffle our way. I think it's going to be great for the women's sport. I think it's going to be great for our listening audience, and it's going to be great for our ex-muscles. So yeah. I'm really psyched.
And if anyone's going to be out at the Fit Expo in LA at the LA Convention Center on this coming weekend from January 22nd and 23rd, I will be there the whole weekend. And if you want to come out and say hello and get some interviews and some paparazzi pictures taken for the RX Muscle site, I will be welcome to talk to you. And I won't be on assignment. So if you wanted to go out to lunch and hang out, come by and say hello. One more thing, John, I want to say before we go tonight. I hear that the new Ghostbusters 3 movie is confirmed. They are saying that, what's his name? Ben Stiller is going to be starring in this movie.
That's a real nail biter to me.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to bring back the original cast. I know Jeff knows a little bit more about these things. Have you heard anything, Jeff?
Yeah, my mic's off.
Oh, Jeff's mic's off. I don't know. Jeff must only had a few hours of sleep
Jeff
last night.
Jeff is packing up early.
We've had
zero impressions today, and
no feedback from him whatsoever.
No feedback, and I guess Jeff just needs to take a break sometimes. Yeah. We work him an awful lot.
I got to tell you, I went to Glow on Friday night, John, and Boris was spinning there. Boris is like this Russian DJ who's
amazing.
These women and guys follow from like the tri-state area, and no matter where he goes. The place was packed till 4:30 in the morning, and I went over there with my good friend Ray and Derek Anthony, right. Of course, and
Sean
the Stick showed up. No, Sean is dieting now, so he's like, you know, and he's in robot mode.
Nick the Stick is showing up now because he's able to get into these clubs with his fake ID.
Yeah, his fake ID. he was he drove, so he didn't drink, so he wasn't quite the Nick the Stick we
he was awesome
see.
The first night we were. I know. I had a ball with him.
He gropes
great.
Girls.
Yeah, he gropes girls. And just runs around, and
he's fun to watch.
He's relentless. He got more action than all of us put together.
Yeah, well, he's been resting up because, you know, he hasn't really had too much work. He's been entering old contests into the database, and he'll start again February when we have to start doing when we go to that Phoenix Pro. Other than that, there's nothing new to report. So I'd like to thank our guests for tonight, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, of course, Lena Jensen for stopping by. Until next week, remember, with Heavy Muscle Radio,
the truth hurts.
Heavy Muscle Radio is a presentation of RXMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. Tune in next week at the same time for another round with Dave Palumbo and John Romano, only on Heavy Muscle Radio.